All week long, area high school football teams have been getting ready for tonight. It's time now for high school football, Friday Night Lights, here on 96.9 The Pulse.
And good evening, sports fans. Wade Gershner with you from Seaman High School.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance.
Good evening, sports fans. Wade Gershon with you from Seaman High School in Topeka as the Seaman Vikings host the Lansing Lions in our game of the week tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Both teams are 3-1 overall, and both are undefeated 3-0 in the United Kansas Conference. Topeka Seaman is coming off two straight dominant performances, rolling past Topeka West 53-6 2 weeks ago, and last Friday shut out Casey Turner 49-0. Vikings are led by last year's conference offensive player of the year, quarterback Max Huston, who threw for 276 yards and four touchdowns in last week's victory. Lansing Lions are 1 point away from being undefeated, as their only loss came against Saganoxie 14-13. The Lions have dropped down from Class 5A to Class 4A, and they too are coming off a lopsided win, dismantling Topeka West last Friday 63-0. Lansing does a good job spreading the pigskin around on offense, as they have four wide receivers with at least two touchdown receptions. In last year's matchup, Lansing outscored Seaman 15-0 in the second half to rally from a 21-13 halftime deficit and won the ball game 28-21. And we anticipate another close one tonight between these two 3-0 league teams. Coming up, I'll be joined by Seaman Viking head coach Jared Swafford. This is high school football, Lansing at Seaman on 96.9 The Pulse.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Start your dream home now at Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Welcome back to 96.9 The Pulse, our game of the week this evening. It's the Lansing Lions in Topeka to take on the Seaman Vikings. To hear talk about it is head coach of Seaman High School. That is Jared Swafford in his fourth year. And coach, your team off to a 3-1 start, 3-0 in league play, coming off a very impressive win last Friday on the road at Casey Turner, 49-0. Prior to that, a big win over Topeka West, 53-6. How do you feel about your team now that we're basically halfway through the regular season?
Well, I'm excited about our group. I'm really proud of the leadership that we have so far, and watching our guys continue to grow as we're breaking in some new guys, and they're not new anymore. And so we like where we're at, and we're excited about the continued growth that we believe we're going to have as the season continues.
Week one, you knocked off KC Piper 35-18. Week two, a loss at Shawnee Mission East 35-7. But you bounced back, as we talked about. And I know you don't have a lot of starters back on defense, maybe a concern coming into the season, but so far so good for the most part. Talk about your defense and how it is gelling and developing, and only allowing one touchdown over the last eight quarters.
Yeah, it's one of those things, man. If you want to be the program that you really want to be, then we believe we should graduate great players every year, and then you reload. And so, well, we knew that was going to be the case this year. We got hit by graduation pretty heavy in the secondary, but we got some new guys that have stepped in and done a heck of a job, and we also have broke in, like I mentioned earlier, some newer players, and the communication has continued to get better and better and better, and I think that's been a big part of the success that we have. But again, leadership. And I love what our senior leaders are doing on both sides of the ball, and really picking guys up and continuing to push forward. And so we're impressed with where we're at right now, with still some work to do.
Tell us a little bit about your weapons on offense, because certainly you have returning experience on the line, position players. Obviously, you have a star at quarterback. How much firepower does this team have on offense, and how tough is it to stop if you were on the other sideline?
Well, I think we can be really difficult to stop, and especially when we're firing on all cylinders. And we kind of got off to a slow start, if you will, with some of the new pieces and to the equation. But I think we can be a very scary team, especially once we get it going, with Breyer coming back, receiver being kind of the guy that played a lot last year, and then Noah, of course, those two, everybody else in the skill positions somewhat new. So we feel like all of that's starting to click, and we feel like the sky's the limit with that group, and we're going to keep working like crazy until we start firing on all cylinders.
Last year, your program was able to break through a big win over DeSoto and move on deep into the playoffs. How much does that help you going into this season, and does that create even more expectations and higher goals for your squad?
It was no doubt it was a big win for our program, just from making it further into the playoffs, obviously knocking off the one seed and doing things like that. But maybe some off-season motivation and, you know, maybe a little bit of extra from that perspective. But once this season started, you know, that's obviously in the past. And, yeah, maybe it gave us a little bit, but we got to keep moving forward. And so we can definitely build off of that. Felt like we did build off of it. We have high expectations regardless of the outcomes. We believe in our kids and our program. And so we feel like we need to keep taking those steps and keep moving forward.
A matchup against Lansing tonight. They moved from 5A to 4A, a team that knocked you off last year 28-21, outscoring you 15-0 in the second half. The year prior, you guys were able to knock them off 50-32. Your thoughts on the Lansing Lions? They're 3-1 coming in. They're also undefeated in league play as you are. Your thoughts on this matchup?
Yeah, Coach Pollard does a good job with his kids. They always play incredibly hard. We know we're going to get that out of them from a physicality standpoint, you know, for all four quarters. And so we've got to be able to respond to that. For sure, they'll have some nice schemes, and they do some things that kind of put you in a bind, and so we got to make sure we're ready to respond to that as well. I think we're both kind of in a similar boat, and I've had a couple teams that we each have played, and so I think it's going to be a heck of a matchup, and we're really looking forward to that.
When you watch them on film and break it down, what is one or two things that really stands out to you that may cause some areas of concern?
Well, up front on the O and D line, they bring a lot of physicality. Got a quarterback who can sling it. They got a couple of outside receivers that are really tough. On the defensive side, they're pretty sound in what they do and get lined up nicely and kind of play team defense. So just from a fundamental standpoint and not hurting themselves a lot, that puts you in that position where you got to go out and out-execute them and not just sit around and hope they make mistakes.
And back to your team for a moment, one last question about that, your squad, and that is you are halfway through the regular season. What is an area or areas that you really want to see a lot of improvement in as you go into the second half of the season?
Just our consistency on Friday night. We've made some mistakes, and that's kind of natural, especially with some of the positions and kind of some new guys, and it's no fault of the kids. It's just a part of the game, man. They're 14 to 18 years old, and even us as coaches, we make a lot of mistakes. I feel like we're playing incredibly hard. That has never been brought into question. Doesn't matter what the score is, our kids play their tails off. And so if we can continue to be a little bit more consistent, cut down on some penalties, do some things like that, then I think that we can be a scary team, but we definitely have a long ways to go.
Well, Coach, congrats on a nice start to the season, and we appreciate your time and cooperation. Best of luck tonight against Lansing.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Jared Swafford, head coach of Seaman. The Vikings 3-1, Lansing 3-1. We'll have kickoff coming up next right here on the Game of the Week on 96.9 The Pulse. Looking to improve your drive? LNH Mobile Electronics can add Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, backup cameras, remote start, Bluetooth, and much more to your vehicle. They can also protect your investment with a security system you can monitor from your phone. Whether it's a car, truck, boat, motorcycle, side-by-side, or even a golf cart, with over 100 years of combined experience, LNH Mobile Electronics in Topeka has the knowledge to tackle any upgrade to help you enjoy your ride. Count on BNT Construction, LLC for general contracting services, which include excavating, steel doors, metal buildings, glass storefronts, and more. Plus, they provide reliable remodeling and construction services. Call them today at 785-220-5425 for your free commercial improvement estimate. Count on BNT Construction, LLC, proudly serving Northeast Kansas and surrounding states.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, with our studio engineer MJ back in Hiawatha. Wade Gershner with you at Seaman High School for our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. It should be another dandy. Lansing Lions coming in 3-1 overall, 3-0 in the United Kansas Conference, and the Seaman Vikings also 3-1 overall, 3-0 in conference play. Seaman started their year with a win at Piper, 35-18. Lost in week two at Shawnee Mission East, 35-7. Two dominant victories the last two Fridays, destroying Topeka West, 53-6 here at home, and on the road at Casey Turner, 49-0. And the good news is they will have three of their next four games at home before hopefully participating in postseason play. Last year, Seaman went 6-5, 4-4 in the regular season, won playoff games against Washington, upset the number one seed DeSoto, 31-28, made it to the 5A sectionals for the first time since 2016, and they finished the year 6-5, lost to Mill Valley, the five-time champ, in the quarterfinals, 72-42. Lansing, meanwhile, was 5A a year ago, went 5-5, lost in the second round of playoffs to Blue Valley Southwest. They won their first round game against Pittsburgh, 19-14. This year, they're Class 4A. They beat Casey Turner in week one, 56-14, won at Leavenworth, 38-7, lost at home to Tonganoxie, 14-13, and then shut out Topeka West, the shellacking, 63-0. They're the opposite of what Seaman is. Seaman, three of the first four games on the road. Lansing, three of the first four games at home. And then Lansing, three of their final four games on the road. And Seaman has three of their final four games at home. It is Seaman and Lansing. We will be back with opening kickoff after this timeout.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with the new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Community Healthcare Systems, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, Whole Family Health, inspired by you.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we're so happy you could tune in tonight to our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. Your only locally owned operated radio station in Topeka, as it is Seaman, the Vikings, on their homecoming, taking on the Lions of Lansing. Last year, Lansing won this game 28-21. They were down 21-13 at halftime. 2 years ago, Seaman beat Lansing 50-32, but prior to that, they had not played since 2010, and it was Seaman winning in a playoff game, a first-round game, 14 years ago, 24-20. Lansing very pleased that they went from 5A to 4A, according to their head coach Rick Pollard, whose son is a starting tailback, Jackson Pollard. And Seaman very happy to be on the west side, even though Topeka is not western Kansas or the west half of the state, because all the schools in 5A, most of them to the east, the bigger schools. Seaman's on the west side of the bracket, which means they're on the west instead of the east. Of course, Mill Valley, so many great teams are on the east side of that bracket in Class 5A. Lansing to kick off as they've deferred, so the Vikings are the football first here tonight. The Vikings in their home dark blue uniforms, white numerals, white pants, white helmet, and Lansing in the road white with the red numerals, and the red helmet. To kick it off from right to left is Aiden Bonewitz, a senior who's made all four of his extra points this year. Here's the kickoff from the 40 from right to left. We're underway. Hope you enjoy it tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Ball goes in a bounce to the 17-yard line. It is Jack Becker on the return for Seaman. Brings it out to the 29, and that's where the Viking offense will start at their own 29-yard line. The Viking offense led by senior quarterback Matt Huston, offensive player of the year in the conference. Last year threw for 3,200 yards, 39 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. His career numbers are amazing. 5,300 yards, 63 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. This year, 12 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's thrown for over 800 yards. Caden McKinney is the running back. Briar Finley, star receiver. He has 8 touchdown receptions already this year, averaging 18 yards per reception. Corey Barda, Connor Scholes, and Noah Kubacheski round out the receivers. Kubacheski, very talented junior tight end, get some D1 and D2 looks. We'll set the offensive line for you in a moment. So first and 10, they mark the ball officially at the 30 for the Vikings from left to right from the near hash. This is Huston on the quarterback keep all the way. Running left and bounces off a would-be tackler, then be chased down and ridden to the turf at the 34-yard line. On the stop for Lansing was Xavier Harmon. So a pickup of 4 for Max Huston, who ran for over 700 yards last year. Dallas Gardenhire is the left tackle. Braden Warren, the right tackle. Brogan Brown is the right guard. As there's a handoff right up the middle, and that is McKinney to the 45, a gain of 11 and a first down for the Viking offense. An impressive run. The offensive line opening up those holes, and that includes center Andrew Broughton, a senior. Brogan Brown, a right guard, a junior. And Brody Empson is a left guard, junior. All 5 of the offensive linemen for the Vikings, returning starters from a year ago. Here is Huston moving to his right, first down and 10, being pressured, throws deep, has a man wide open at the 21, making the catch is Scholes, the sophomore, twisted to the turf, down at the 16-yard line. A 39-yard connection for Huston to Scholes as he got behind the secondary, kind of a breakdown in coverage, and Huston rolling to his right, just unloaded it, uncorked it, right on the money. Here's a hurry-up offense for the Vikings, and now we have a whistle, a stoppage in play. Goes down as a 39-yard completion. You have the 4-yard pickup to Huston, 11-yard pickup up the middle, a first down 10 play to the 45 by McKinney, and then the 39-yard connection between Huston and Scholes. Scholes this year, this is his third catch of the season now for 89 yards. He does have a touchdown grab. 2 receivers to the left, 1 receiver to the right. Kubacheski is the tight end on the right. McKinney, the left hip of the quarterback in the pistol, that's Huston. Huston hands it off. This is McKinney running right, and he's swarmed under by 2 or 3 different Lions. In on the tackle for Lansing with Eli Mathis. He starts at a D-tackle along with Aiden Leftwich. D-ends Noah Mathis, Aiden Ellington. Linebacker Xavier Harmon, Aiden Lassard, Braden Jackson. And the corners is Mekhi Butler, Jackson Pollard, Tanner Kell, Owen Kennedy. Safeties are Kell and Pollard. Kennedy and Butler are the corners. So a gain on the play of 2 for McKinney. Brings up a 2nd and 8 at the Lansing 14 to our right. Opening drive. Huston on a quarterback keeper running wide to the far side of the field. Turns the corner and then is drilled right along the far boundary at the 5. It's a gain of 9 and it brings up 1st down and goal as Pollard was chasing after him, the head coach's son for Lansing. Seaman does not have any starters that play both sides of the ball. Lansing has 5 two-way starters. So a pickup of 10, they say, to the 4. Here's Huston, runs the option. McKinney has a huge hole running right in for the touchdown, but there is a flag back at the 7. More than likely, this one will be coming back. And it is on the Vikings. Referee coming over to tell us the official call. It is a hold. So a spot foul. 10-yard penalty on Seaman. 80 degrees at kickoff. Slight breeze out of the east at 6 miles per hour. Perfect night for football for a fall day here in early October. Hey, check us out over at the Oktoberfest. The Prince of Peace Lutheran Church at 36th and Wanamaker tomorrow from 10 to 3. Ty Caffrey, host afternoon escape, and myself will be there. We'll be giving away some free prizes and have a lot of fun and taste some terrific German food. So first and goal from the 14 from the far hash. Here's Huston the pistol. Fakes. He throws on a slant. Has a man open. Touchdown! his favorite target. And for the ninth time this year, Huston connects with Ryer Finley, this one from 14 yards out. And the Vikings take a minute 58 seconds to get on the board first. They lead Lansing 6-0. Fake to the running back, and then the quick slant to Finley. And what can you say about Ryer Finley? 22nd reception of the year, and that's his ninth touchdown, and this is just game number 5. The extra point on the way by Hayes is good. He is now 18-19 on extra points. 7-0 Vikings, 10:02 to go. First quarter back in 30 seconds here on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years. On the back of one man's dream, Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at SkillSaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring. With Chris Schaefer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pretty impressive drive to start this one as the Vikings get the ball first. They march it down the field. 6 plays, 70 yards, 14-yard touchdown pass from Huston. His 13th TD pass of the year, 9 of them now to Finley. Here's the kickoff having near side, and on the return, there's a huge hole for the Lions, and breaking free in midfield, the 50, Ingram got near side, slowed down by the kicker Hayes, and finally brought down to the Viking 31 on the return for the Lions was Sawyer Jorgensen, who picked that up at about the 15, and he's able to return it 54 yards, and if it wasn't for the kicker Hayes, it was able to just slow him down, that would have been a kick return for a touchdown. The Jorgensen 54-yard return, and Lansing is in business at the Topeka Seaman 31-yard line. Lansing offense led by senior quarterback Reed Oakley, throwing 12 touchdown passes, just 3 interceptions, almost 800 yards passing, completing 50% of his passes. Jackson Pollard is sophomore running back. Makai Butler, a senior wide receiver. Tanner Kell, A.J. Allen, a senior, and Braden Jackson, a tight end, a senior. Receiver right, receiver to the left. Here is Pollard lined up in the Wildcat formation. He gains a yard, maybe two, brought down there by Brian Cameron, who starts with a linebacker, a junior for the Vikings. Middle linebacker Hayden Cummings, a senior. Thomas Osborne, a senior. Strong side backer. The D ends Aiden Tuck and Braden Tillman, both seniors. And then there's big bad Caden George, 6'2", 300-pound senior, all-league a year ago, getting a lot of D2 and D1 interest. He starts a nose guard. Mariana Collins is a corner, along with Mike Hurla. Collins, a senior. Hurla, a junior. Caden Whitehurst, a senior at safety. Grant Everett, a sophomore at safety. And Kevin Moe, a junior at safety. As the Vikings run a 3-3 defense with 5 in the secondary, including 3 safeties and 2 corners. In a 2 for Pollard. Pollard now throws, airs it out right side, has a man open, and it's knocked away in the last minute in the end zone by Hurla. As he was able to defend on the wide receiver, Makai Butler, who was open for a moment, but Pollard put that football a little bit too far to the inside, and that allowed Hurla to catch up to it and knock it down. The incomplete pass by Pollard. Pollard had attempted just 3 passes this year coming in. Oakley had been the starting quarterback, but not starting tonight, a senior. And so it's Pollard, who is a sophomore. Head coach's son rolls right on 3rd down and 8 from the 29, has plenty of time. He throws, and it's caught, reeling it in. Nice catch, far sideline, is Tanner Kell, senior, at the Vikings 15. It's a gain of 14. There are 2 receivers in the area, and Kell just jumped up and hauled it in. The 1st and 10, that quiets the Viking crowd from the far hash mark. Pollard in the gun. 2 wing backs to his left. 2 receivers far right. 1 to the near side. That's A.J. Allen, who's averaging 25 yards of reception. Pollard, oh, nice nifty room, a jump cut, and then thrown down high, and they're going to call a penalty on Hurla for the high tackle. And now there's another flag thrown as one of the Lansing coaches came onto the field, and the official turned and promptly threw a flag at his feet. So Coach for Lansing probably coming in defense of his player who was body slammed to the turf by Hurla. And that might actually be head coach Rick Pollard. Of course, that was his son that was thrown down rudely there. So the officials try to sort this out. We had a holding penalty in the first drive of the game for Tiemann. Vikings leading 8:36 to go first quarter, 7-0 on a 70-yard drive. Took six plays. It was Max Huston to Briar Finley from 14 yards out. But Lansing with a 54-yard kick return by Sawyer Jorgensen has put them in business. Okay, so a personal foul. So it's a sideline warning on Lansing. Next time it'll be a penalty. That's a warning. That's why the flag's thrown there on the coaching staff of Lansing came onto the field. Half the distance on the personal foul face mask on Hurla. So that moves it down to the 7. So it's first down and 2 from the 7. Low snap, Pollard, quarterback keep. Runs left, and what a job by Cummings to come through, but he might have got the face mask as well. As Hayden Cummings, who had 103 tackles last season, two fumble recoveries, outstanding player, 5'9", 190-pound senior, may have got him up high. But nope, instead it's a hold on Lansing. As I say, it was either a face mask or an area holding. It was a bit of a high tackle, and I wonder if they thought it was another face mask, but it was not. Viking fans relieved by that. So the holding penalty moved the Lions back 10 yards to the 17, so it will be first down and 12 instead of first down and 2. Rick Pollard, a head coach for Lansinger in his third year, 11-12 record, 32-31 in his career. He calls the plays on offense. He was assistant coach at Mill Valley for 11 years. Last year, 5-5. 2 years ago, 3-6. Prior to that, 2-7, 2020, or 5-4, 19-4-5, 18-5-4. So they've been right around the 500 mark most of these years. The first down and 12 from the 17 for the Lion offense. Ellington goes in motion. Fake it to him. Pollard lobs it left side. Hit for grabs and drop. Oh, my goodness. In the end zone. That ball severely underthrown. And Kevin Moe says, please, please, please let me have a do-over. As that would have been one of the easiest interceptions you'll have the opportunity to pick off. And Moe just simply dropped it. And I tell you, if he caught that, he might have been able to go 100 yards. I'm sure he peaked, and that's why he dropped it. We've all have been there. If you've played sports, you've dropped the pass, whether it's football or basketball. We all have our moments where we're like, oh, my gosh, how did I not see that all the way in? So Pollard, with the incomplete pass that very easily could have been interception, second and 12 from the 17, Allen wide left. Pollard, wide receiver screen. Goes to the far side to Butler, and Butler taken down. Hurla's over there, and also in on the tackle was Caden Whitehurst for the Vikings. A loss on the play of a yard. So they go with the wide receiver screen to Butler, and just nothing doing as the Vikings blew that play up, recognized, diagnosed it, and there was no blocking on that bubble screen to the wide receiver, Butler. Butler's having a heck of a year. Senior, 14 catches, 272 yards, 19 yards per catch. A couple touchdown receptions. Lansing has four receivers with two touchdown receptions or more. They spread it around. Third and 13 from the 18 for the Lions. Trips to the left, one receiver right. Pollard's in the gun with Ellington to his left. Should be third. Got to say, the sticks on the far side at fourth down, it's actually third down. Good job by the referee to clarify. Scoreboard had it right, but the side line, the chain gang, person with the down marker did not. So they get that corrected. So four receivers set, three by one, three left, one right, from the far hash. Set the snap is Garrett English, the center. Pollard has all day, airs it out. Tight spiral left side, it's caught! Touchdown, Lansing! On the left side pylon, perfectly placed football, and making a catch is Tanner Kell from 18 yards out, and the Lions within one at 7-6. What a pass by Pollard after he severely underthrew earlier. This time he does not miss. So a six-play drive for the Lions. Remember, it started at the Seaman 31 after the 54-yard kick return by Jorgensen. And now the Lions will go for two, trailing by one. Wing back to the left, Pollard, direct snap, runs, lowers the shoulder. Is he in? Yes, he is. He put one hand down on the turf, but his elbow didn't hit. Able to brew his way in for the two-point conversion, and Lansing responds, and they lead 8-7. 7:01 to go first quarter, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake, Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with MJ back in the studio, Tom Wathaway, Gershon with you here at Seaman High School. Homecoming for the Vikings. Teddy Longhaller and Emily Payne are your king and queen here tonight. Had a chance to talk to the head coach here at Swafford on the field before the game in his fourth year after the 19-14, 11 years as a Perry assistant coach and defensive coordinator. Took over Glenn O'Neill back in 2021. Coach O'Neill coached from 16-20. Vikings used to be in the Centennial League, their third year in the United Kansas Conference. Scott Peterson, Michael Ragsdale, Jeff Shue, Mitch McPherson, Cody McGee, Jake Plott, along with Ryan Foxhoven and Garrett Eck, the assistant coaches. Here's the line drive kick by the Lions. It is taken here on the near side of the field at the 25, trying to bounce outside and slung to the dirt by the waist. Nice open field tackle by Aiden Lessard versus the returner Jack Becker. Second straight time Becker has returned the short angle kickoff at around the 20. And so the Vikings will take over. The Lansing Lions went six plays, 31 yards. The key play was a 54-yard kick return by Jorgensen. And then Pollard on a third and 13 aired it out to Kell. And right over the shoulder, hauling in was Kell in the end zone. Remember, the Vikings had an interception right in their hands and dropped it in the end zone, and that gave a second lease on life for the Lions. So from the 25, Vikings have it. Here's Huston, spins out of a tackle, stays on his feet, and turns something into nothing. Gains five, tackle applied there by Harmon, linebacker for Lansing. So second down and five. Huston ran for over 700 yards last year, threw for over 3,200, 39 touchdowns, and just two interceptions. Here's the handoff to McKinney. McKinney squirts free, has a first down and more right through the teeth of that Lion defense, pushes the pile forward to the 48. Check that, 43, gain of 13. McKinney, three carries for 26 yards in early going. Huston, three carries for 19. And Huston is 2 for 2 for 53 yards, including a 39-yard pass to Scholes and a 14-yard touchdown strike to Finley on the opening drive. 8-7, Lansing with the lead. 6:12 to play in this first quarter. Gives McKinney again, and McKinney running right. Tackled from behind by Aiden Leftwich, junior defensive tackle for the Lions. As it stands now, a gain of 3, but there is a flag on the play. Back over on the far side at the 43. Holding on Dallas Gardenhider, the turned 35-pound senior left tackle. He has offers from Benedictine and Coffeyville, to name a few. Max Huston has offers from Washburn, Minnesota State, among others. Caden Jordan's getting all kinds of looks from D2 and D1 schools, and as is junior Noah Kobachewski, along with other players like Briar Finley's getting D2 and D1 looks, and why not? He's had a huge year catching the football. 9 touchdown catches, and we played 4 games in part of the first quarter. So the penalty was a hold. That's the third penalty on the Vikings. And now we have a whistle and a stoppage in play. As it stands, it's 1st and 19 at the 34. It was a spot foul. Now they move back to the 33. So that means it turns into a 1st and 20. For the Vikings in their blue uniforms, the dark blue, Lansing in the road white. Huston steps back, pump fakes, now lobs it down the middle field, caught by Finley at the Lion 42, shakes a tackler, and finally brought down to the field turf here at Seaman High School at the 31. 36-yard connection to Finley, wide open over the middle. And Huston just kind of threw it off his back foot, lobbed it there, and on the money again. 89 yards passing already for Huston. And 75 yards receiving for Finley. Here is McKinney. He is dropped after a short pickup up the middle. Laying the hammer there defensively was Eli Mathis, 6-foot-2 and 30-pound senior, 28 tackles a year at D-tackle. A gain of 3, second down and 7 at the Lion 27. Airing it out, fly pattern right side for Finley, 1-on-1, all kinds of contact. And this will be defensive pass interference as Butler was all tied up with Finley on an island, man-to-man. And Huston recognized that and let his big, tall, talented 6'4", 182-pound senior wideout try to go make a play. And he couldn't because he was being interfered with by Butler. So the officials with the call of defensive pass interference. It's half the distance, so it'll end up being a 14-yard penalty from the 28, mark it to the 14. So neither team defensively has really had an answer for the other team's offense in the early going. We thought this could be a shootout. These teams offensively, team averaging 36 a game, Lansing averaging 43 points a game. First and 10 from the 14 for Huston. Two receivers right, Scholes and Finley. The give, little delay to McKinney, and he's able to nitpick his way into the second level, down to the 8. Nice gain of 6 for McKinney. Aiden McKinney getting some looks from some NAIA schools. 40 carries, 235 yards at Shawnee Mission East. In that loss earlier in the year, he had 5 receptions for 115 yards and a touchdown. So he can hurt you out of the backfield, and he can run the ball effectively as well. And McKinney is a junior. Second down at the 8, second 4. Huston running far side to his left, and he's able to twirl his way very close to a first down. In fact, it is a first down to the 3. Pick up a 5, move the chains. First down and goal for the Viking offense. They trail 8-7 with 4:05 to play here from Seaman High School, homecoming tonight. And now the ball is fumbled. Huston turn, gave McKinney. McKinney never had it cleanly, and the Lions say they have the football, and indeed they do. First big mistake of the game as the Vikings had the ball in business inside the 10 at first and goal, and instead they turn it over on the exchange between Huston and McKinney. They had first and goal at the 3. That's a loss of 3 yards, but more importantly, a loss of the football and the turnover for the Vikings. Keys coming into this game for Kaseeman: wanted more consistency, love the effort, want to cut down on penalties, explosive offense, leadership has been terrific, good start, newer starters coming along, have high expectations after going to the quarterfinals a year ago in 5A. And for Lansing, concerns, they want to tackle better, worried about Huston at quarterback, and are adjusting well to the cultural change that Coach Pollard's brought to the program, and they're worried about Caden Jordan when he's out there on defense. Here's Pollard, coach's son, keeps it running left, has some daylight, and he is stumbling down at the 17, gain of 11 after starting at the 6, so nice run by Pollard, and that gives them some breathing room.
That's the Pollard on the carry.
But there is a flag on the play. The Seaman had 7 plays on that drive as a hold on the Lions. They'll be half the distance of the goal, so they'll move them to the 3. That negates an 11-yard pickup by Pollard. So the fumble recovered by the Lions. And we'll see if Lansing can take advantage. Holding penalty cost them 3 yards, but really it cost them more than that. It cost them about 14 because Pollard had a first down out to the 17. They had some breathing room. Now they're pinned back near their own goal line. The officials changed the positioning of the ball again. I thought it was at the 6, but now they're putting it at the 5. Half the distance would not be the 5. But here we go. Pollard being chased out of the end zone. Lobs it up far side and incomplete into the Lansing Lion bench area. He was just trying to unload that one as he was running out of time, being chased and pursued by the Viking defense. That Viking defense, you've got Caden Jordan, Braden Tillman, and Aiden Tuck, but they'll rotate players. Clayton Johnson, Dayton Mincer, and Bodie Alexander will see some time. Ben Trier, Alex Huston could play as linebackers. Bishop Liggett, Rod Shipley could see some time in the secondary. So the incomplete pass by Pollard. So second down and 11 from the 5. Here is Pollard against his body on an out pattern. It is caught by A.J. Allen, and he's nudged out of bounds over here by Mariana Collins with the tackle officially. Even though he didn't tackle, he nudged him out of bounds, gets credit for it. Gain of 5 to Allen. So Pollard getting the start tonight instead of Reed Oakley. Reed Oakley completed 50% of his passes, a thrown for over 800 yards, 12 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Senior, but it's Pollard getting the start tonight. Pollard rolls right. He throws, has a man wide open, far sideline, backpedaling, getting his foot in bounds. Nifty footwork by Makai Butler at the 37-yard line. A gain of 27, and if that ball is placed a little bit better, Butler could have been gone for a touchdown. Did a nice job backpedaling to haul it in, and then got his feet down in bounds. Just need one at the high school level. But he was wide open. So first and 10 for the Lions at their own 37-yard line, leading 8-7, 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Here's a keep, quarterback Reed. Pollard holds on to the football, running right to the far boundary, and picks up 5 to the 42. Pollard, 3 carries, 18 yards. He's thrown for 63 yards, including an 18-yard touchdown to Tanner Kell on the opening drive of the game, and then Pollard ran in the 2-point conversion. Out there defensively for the Vikings, we talk about how they rotate defensive linemen. Mincer is in as a DN with a 3-man defensive front. Jordan at 6'2", 300 pounds, the nose guard. Tuck is the left defensive end, 6'2", 220, senior, number 38. They got the 3 backers. Here's a blitz off the corner, and Ellington is chopped down. Coming off the edge was Brian Cameron. Linebacker, he came in off the blitz, drops Ellington for no gain. Back to the line of scrimmage. There's a flag in the secondary, which seems to be a little bit odd. That was a running play. We'll see what the call is, because that had nothing to do with the play. Coming off the edge was Cameron. Chopped down Ellington. Official sorted out. So, a personal foul, dead ball foul called on Thomas Osborne, the number 18. He had 59 tackles a year ago, returning starter, 205-pound senior. So, the 15-yard penalty, that's the 4th penalty of the night on the Vikings. New set of downs. Lansing with the football, moving to our left from south to north as the field sits here at Seaman. Receiver right, receiver left. They fake the end around to Ellington. It's a keep by Pollard. He runs far side, and he's able to tiptoe his way out at the 38. Pick up a 5 from the 43. Now they'll mark it to 37. Being a 6, that's a nice spot. Vikings at Shawnee Heights next week. They'll host Baser Linwood, which we'll have for you right here on the Pulse on October 18th, 2 weeks from tonight. And then they have a rematch against DeSoto, who they beat in the second round of the playoffs a year ago, 31-28. That'll close out the regular season and hopefully postseason play. Quarterback run all the way. Paul looks for a block, and he is hit low and chopped down. Nice form tackle applied there by Collins, but Pollard has what appears to be enough for the first down. He needed 4. He picks up 5, moved the chains, first down at 10 for the Lion offense. First drive of the night for the Lions. They went 6 plays, 31 yards after Sawyer Jorgensen returned the kickoff 54 yards. It was Pollard to Kell on a 3rd and 13 from 18 yards out. 2-point conversion run in by Pollard. I gave Lansing an 8-7 lead. Vikings scored on their first drive of the night. 6 plays, 70 yards. Max Huston to Briar Finley for 14 yards away. Allen is receiver left. This is Pollard. Powered football running behind his running back and left tackle. Pollard to the 27. Mincer in on the tackle, along with Cameron for Seaman. Right now, Lansing playing ahead of the sticks. Second down and five. Lansing will be home to KC Piper next week, then at Shawnee Heights and at Baser Linwood. So this is the first of three of the next four on the road for the Lions. Pollard in the gun. Running back is Ellington's right, twins left. Second and five. Three-step drop. Airs it out. Far side. Under thrown and almost picked off at the eight. As that ball hung in the air forever. Like a balloon that never comes down. And almost picking off was Whitehurst. The receiver, Butler, turned into a defensive player. So incomplete for Pollard. We've seen Pollard with a beautiful throw to Kell for a touchdown. But prior to that, he severely underthrew his target. And Kevin Moe nearly had interception at the goal line. And I think if he caught it, he might have been off for a 100-yard interception return for a touchdown. Couldn't hold on to it. Third and five for the 27 in Viking territory. Rolling right is Pollard. Looks left, now looks right. Throws, crossing pattern, and flag is thrown. This will be on the Viking secondary as they were going to intended target, which was Austin Oakley, a sophomore. And the penalty called, as in on the coverage, was Caden Whitehurst. He tried to time it. It was, from my viewpoint, it was very close. Might have got there a hair early, but many times the officials will let that go. So instead of a fourth and five, pass interference, which will be half the distance. So it'll go from the 27, and they'll mark it at about the 13.5 if they do it properly here. So the Vikings with five penalties in this game for 59 yards, and we still have 57 seconds to play in the first period. Half the distance would put it right between the 13 and 14. The officials on top of their game midway through the season. Week five, both teams 3-1 overall, 3-0 in conference play. First and 10 from the 13. And all kinds of movement. And false start on the Lions. Lansing with their fourth penalty of this first quarter. You look at the conference standings. Baser Linwood 4-0, Lansing and Seaman 3-0, DeSoto 3-1, Leavenworth 2-2, Shawnee Heights 1-2, KC Piper 0-3, BC Turner's 0-4. Topeka West is winless overall conference play as well. Lansing, of course, here at Seaman tonight, our game of the week on the Pulse. Washburn Rural at Topeka High, Shawnee Heights at DeSoto, Highland Park, Wichita East, Topeka West at Baser Linwood, and Hiawatha is at Hayden tonight. So first and 15, the ball back at the 18 in Viking territory, middle of the field. Pollard in the pistol, low snap, hands it off to Ellington. Ellington sheds a high tackle, and he's able to churn those legs down to the 14. There wasn't much there initially, penetration by the Vikings, so they couldn't wrap him up. And Aiden Ellington with a gain of four. That's his first carry of the evening. Remember, this drive started for the Lions back at their own six. The Vikings were inside the five, first and goal from the three, but they fumbled the exchange between Huston, the quarterback, the running back, McKinney, recovered by the Lions at their own six. And they've been aided by a couple of defensive penalties on the Vikings, including a recent pass interference penalty. And the Lions elect to let the clock run out here in the first period. 8-7, Lansing with the lead. They're knocking on the door. They have a second 11. We come back. Back in 1 minute, this is high school football, 96.9, the Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Looking to improve your drive? L&H Mobile Electronics can add Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, backup cameras, remote start, Bluetooth, and much more to your vehicle. They can also protect your investment with a security system you can monitor from your phone. Whether it's a car, truck, boat, motorcycle, side-by-side, or even a golf cart, with over 100 years of combined experience, L&H Mobile Electronics in Topeka has the knowledge to tackle any upgrade to help you enjoy your ride.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we're tuning in here. MJ Wakerson with you. Week 5 of the high school football season. Glad to tune in on our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned and operated radio station in Topeka. Hope you enjoy the broadcast here tonight between the Seaman Vikings, their homecoming tonight, hosting the Lions of Lansing. About a one-hour drive, 53 miles here to Seaman from Lansing High School. Second down and 11 from the 14. Pollard fakes, throws on a slant, and incomplete. Throw was a little bit low at the 2, going to number 2, Butler. Good coverage applied there by the Vikings, as in the secondary was Ross Shipley, the sophomore. The Vikings have 131 kids out for football. You heard me right, 131. 74 sophomore, junior, and seniors combined, and a lot of freshmen, of course. So third and 11 from the 14. Receiver right is Butler, wing back. Here's Pollard looking to throw. Fires. It is caught. A sliding catch near side at the 4, made by Tanner Kell to gain a 10 and brings up 4th and 1. Kell's had a couple of outstanding catches. In fact, 3 outstanding catches tonight. A 14-yard grab and an 18-yard touchdown reception. Now a 10-yard sliding catch at the 4. 4th and 1. Lions will go for it, leading 8-7, 11:45 to go in this second quarter. From the near hash, one receiver right, one receiver left. Low snap. Pollard has it, trying to push his way forward, and I think he has the first down. Viking fans applauding after the defense, but all Lansing needed was a yard, and they are able to get it based on the spot. Needed a yard, and he got a yard. Ran into a wall, did Pollard, but as I said, just needed 12 inches of space. So first and goal from the 4 for the Lions. Allen split wide to the left. Receiver to the right is Butler. Pollard has Ellington to his left hip. Ellington, the lead blocker, and shooting through and making a big-time play for the Viking defense. Throwing the quarterback Pollard for a loss is Braden Tillman. Senior fired through a gap, and it's a loss back to the 7. Loss of 4 as Pollard had no chance on that play. The Vikings needed a play from their defense, and they got it from Tillman. With 18 tackles on the year, a sack, and a fumble recovery. That's his 3rd tackle for loss this season. Lansing started this drive with their own 6. They have moved it all the way down to the Viking 3, now backed up to the 7 after the loss. 2 receivers to the right. Ellington is in the slot. In motion is Ellington. They fake it. Pollard runs right, has a huge hole, and Pollard dives into the end zone for what turned out to be a pretty easy touchdown. A gain of 7, and it's a 7-yard scamper for Pollard, and Lansing leads 14-7 with 10:40 to go in this first half. Impressive drive by the Lions. Pollard, 9 carries, 38 yards. Now they will line up for the traditional extra point. That was a 14-play drive that goes 94 yards. It all started with the fumble by the Vikings on offense when they had a first and goal at the 3. That's in essence, a 14-point swing, possibly. Here is a snap, the hold, the kick, line drive, but it is good by the kicker, Bonewitz, the senior. He is 5 for 5 on extra points. Lansing 15, Seaman 7. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9, The Pulse.
Count on BNT Construction, LLC, for general contracting services, which include excavating, steel doors, metal buildings, glass storefronts, and more. Plus, they provide reliable remodeling and construction services. Call them today at 785-220-5425 for your free commercial improvement estimate. Count on BNT Construction, LLC, proudly serving Northeast Kansas and surrounding states.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We were talking earlier about how Seaman doesn't have any players that are two-way starters. Lansing, they start 9 seniors on offense, 2 sophomores, 76 on the roster, 22 seniors, 11 juniors, 20 sophomores, 23 freshmen. But they have just 2 offensive starters back from last year. That is center Garrett English, a senior, and they have their left tackle Josh Huckleberry, a senior. Eli Mathis is a new starter at left guard, a senior, but a state-ranked wrestler. Jonathan Showers, a sophomore right guard. Tyler McTeague is a senior right tackle. Braden Jackson, senior tight end. A.J. Allen, Tanner Kell, Makai Butler, all senior wideouts. And then Reed Oakley, normally a starting quarterback, but Jackson Pollard, the sophomore, moves to quarterback from running back, and Ellington becomes the running back. He's a senior. And Lansing not missing a beat without the normal starting quarterback. Kickoff far side on the return for the Vikings and being swarmed under. Trying to check who it was on the return. Back to the 30. Return of 15. Decent field position. As on the return for Seaman was Jack Becker again. That's the third time he's returned the kickoff off the foot of the Lansing kicker Bonewitz. So the Vikings and their fans stunned just a little bit as the Lions go 14 plays, 94 yards. Capped by the 7-yard run by Pollard. Remember, they converted. They had a 3rd and 11 and then a 4th and 1. Here's the give to McKinney, and running hard as McKinney as always. Gets a nice block up front. Paving the way was Braden Warren, I think pulling from his right tackle position, and McKinney a gain of 5 to the 35. McKinney averaging 6 yards a carry. Two receivers to the left, one receiver to the right is Finley. Always got to watch out for him, averaging 18 yards of reception. Has a TD catch already. Here is the give on the quarterback read to McKinney running right. Another good job blocking, leading the way. Eli Mathis tackle, but not before McKinney moves the pigskin to the 42. Pickup of 7, and a first down. Move the chains for the Viking offense to continue to go to that hurry-up offense. Finley against Topeka West, 6 catches, 183, and 4 touchdowns. At Turner last week, 5 catches, 148, 3 touchdowns. Finley has 22 career TD receptions. Here is Huston. Looks like a broken play. He keeps it. This manages to gain a yard as he is devoured by two or three Lions in their white uniforms. Mathis was there again, Ellington assisting, and also there was Aiden Lethwich for Lansing, and Noah Mathis, a sophomore at DN, who leads a team of 49 tackles, 3 sacks, and 2 fumble recoveries. So Huston, they officially give him a gain of 2 to the 44. Second down and 8. Huston running left, cuts back, bounces outside, and then is slung to the turf by Ellington at the midfield stripe at the 50. Also there on the tackle for Lansing was Aiden Lasard, a senior. But Max Huston is able to pick up 6. Third down and 2. No huddle offense. Seaman likes to go quick. They like tempo. 2 receivers right, 1 receiver left. Have a third-year starting quarterback in Huston. He's thrown for 13 touchdowns, just 5 interceptions. And Huston running left, and he is being pulled from behind by the jersey and denied a first down on the forward progress. Excellent job with upper body strength by Noah Mathis, a sophomore we just mentioned. Leading tackle of his Lion defense. A gain of just 1 for Huston, who's carried the ball, check that, 6 times for 27 yards. 4th and a yard and a half, the Vikings will go for it at the Lion 49. 4-man defensive front, 8 men in the box. Play clock, plenty of time on the play clock. It's a 25 right now. 8:10 to go in the first half. Lansing leading Seaman 15-7. 15 unanswered points to the Lions after the Vikings scored on their opening drive. 2 receivers right and 1 to the left. The give is to McKinney, and he has no chance whatsoever. Noah Mathis was absolutely fantastic on that drive. Back-to-back-to-back tackles and plays, a loss of a couple. McKinney had no chance whatsoever, and the Viking offense stalls out at their own 48. So Lansing takes over, and that has to be frustrating for Seaman. The first drive, they go and score. The second drive, they march all the way down to the 3 and then fumble in exchange between the quarterback trying to give to the running back McKinney. And then Lansing takes advantage, 94 yards and 14 plays. And so Vikings able to move the football from their own 30 and go 6 plays, but then stopped on downs. On a 4th and a yard and a half, they lost a couple. The Lions take over. Prime Real Estate at the Viking logo here at Seaman High School on the field turf. Play action. Pollard goes deep and incomplete far sideline, trying to hit Jorgensen, who had a 50-yard kick return for to set him up on their first drive of the night, and that pass was off the mark and low. Coverage far side at the 25, applied there by Mariano Collins, a senior. Demon defense, 8 offensive starters back, 4 defensive starters back. They start 7 seniors, 3 juniors, sophomore on defense. On offense, they start just 3 seniors, 6 juniors, and 2 sophomores. Of course, last all-league wide receiver DB Callen Barta, who went to Kansas State, but the entire offensive line returns, as does Finley and Huston. Vikings high expectations this year in 5A. Second down and 10 from the 48. Pollard, this looks to be a busted play. Wanted to hand it off. Now he's going to keep it. And he's able to gain a couple before running out of bounds near side into the Viking bench area at the 46. There was nothing happening there. Broken play. We saw a broken play earlier for the Vikings on that previous possession. And a broken play now for the Lion offense. And say stepped out at the 45-yard line. So third down and 7 facing the Lansing Lion offense. Their only loss to Tonganoxie, 14-13. They're blowing out their other 3 opponents, averaging 43 points a game, average almost 400 yards of offense, giving up just 9 points a game on defense. Pollard back to throw on 3rd and 7. It's a screen over the middle and covered. There to make the play for the Vikings on defense. Outstanding play made by Thomas Osborne as they go on the crossing little screen. It's almost like a crossing pattern, but it was delayed, letting the pass rush come forward to leave some room to operate for the receiver, Kell. And no gain on the play as Osborne read it, snipped it out, made the tackle. And for the first time tonight, Lansing will punt the football. And Oakley's normally their punter, but he is out tonight. I saw him warming up before the game, but apparently injured. And here is the kick. It's high and fair catch made at the 10 by Mariana Collins, as it was Eli Mathis with a nice punt. The Lions go 3 and out. Vikings take over at their own 10, trailing 15-7. Last year, Lansing won 28-21. They were down 21-13 at halftime. 2 years ago, Seaman won this battle 50-32. Prior to that, it was a playoff game back in 2010 that Seaman won over Lansing in the first round 24-20. Here's the give to McKinney. McKinney, oh, what a spin move. Gets out of a would-be tackler and dives forward, skirts free to the 16. Gain of 6. That was a nice job by McKinney, because initially he was hit. Once again, getting to the backfield was Mathis. Mathis is lined up. Noah Mathis on the right defensive end position. Brother Eli is as a D tackle. 4-man defensive front. Jackson showing blitz off the corner. Doesn't come. Here's the throw by Huston trying to go to Kubicheski. It's incomplete. Vikings fans wanted pass interference as a shoulder was tugged, but I think that was when the ball had already went by or right when it touched the fingertips of Kubicheski. It's the first time we've seen Huston try to go to his big tight end, who has 11 receptions, 115 yards. Last year, 45 catches for 619 yards and 8 touchdowns, getting looks from D2 and D1 schools. 6'4", 225-pound junior. Sky's the limit for that young man. An incomplete pass, the first incomplete pass of the night for Huston. He is 3-for-4. Sets up the screen. He has McKinney to the near side, and McKinney backpedals his way to the 25. Gain of 9. Let's see McKinney get hit initially, but he's able to get yards after contact, also known as Yak. 6'14 and ticking in this first half. Lansing 15, Seaman 7. Lansing has scored the last 15 on answer. Viking mantra and slogan this year, brick by brick. And they're going to have to go brick by brick to come back and win this one. They're only down by one possession, as able to zigzag his way for a few is McKinney to the 31. That was a nice spot. Thought it was about a 5-yard pickup. They give him 6. McKinney, 12 carries for 60 yards, averaging 5 yards a pop. Now the whistle and an official timeout. And there is a timeout called by Seaman, it sounds like. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Kirshner back with you on a beautiful night for football in early October. Week 5 of the high school football season in the state of Kansas. Lansing, a 4A school. They were 5A a year ago. Leading Seaman, who's a 5A school again this year, 15-7 in favor of the Lions, trying to spoil the Vikings' homecoming. After the timeout, Seaman with the ball, Huston in the gun, has time, goes deep. What a beautiful spiral, looking for Finley, who holds it in! All the way down to Wyatt 22, Butler saves the touchdown. 47 yards from Huston to Finley. Second catch of the night for 61 yards. First one went for 14 and a touchdown. That's the spark the Vikings needed. First and 10, middle of the field, 22 in Lion territory. Gibbons to McKinney. Has a huge hole. He exploits it, and he is gone. 10, 5, touchdown. 22-yard scamper for McKinney. As the seas parted, and all he saw was in zone in front. And the Vikings within two, 15-13 or 5-17 to go in the first half. 90-yard drive, and it didn't take the Vikings very long. And with 5:17 to play in the second quarter, they were within two. But the key play, that 47-yarder to Finley, and then McKinney did the rest. And had a huge hole. Vikings go for two, trying to tie. Wing back right side, Kubicheski. Here's Huston. The blitz is coming. Huston avoids it. He throws, and wide open is Finley. On a crossing pattern, came back to help out his quarterback. They have quite the connection of Finley and Huston. As Huston avoided the blitz, bought himself time, and Finley, much like Travis Kelce does for Mahomes, came back to his quarterback. Two-point conversion good. We're tied at 15, 5:17 to go, first half. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Viking offense, they go six plays, 90 yards, start at their own 10. 47-yard pass from Huston to Finley. And then the very next play, McKinney, with a 22-yard scamper and a huge hole to run through, virtually untouched, unscathed. And then Huston buying time, found Finley crossing in front of him in the end zone with the two-point reception. We're all knotted up at 15. Here's the kickoff, taking Butler. Bobbles at the 12, has a full load of steam going forward. Hurdles the defender, and now McButler all the way into Viking territory at the 47. Well, we saw Jorgensen with a return of 54 yards, and now Butler with the return of 38. And the Vikings special teams coverage unit going to have to go back to the drawing board this week in practice, because after you have the momentum, you're excited, you tied the game, you started the game with a touchdown, the ensuing kickoffs, Lansing grabs the momentum right back. Over 90 yards in returns off of Viking kickoffs. 5:10 to play before intermission. Seaman 15, Lansing 15. At the Viking logo at midfield at the 47-yard line in Viking territory is Pollard. He throws on a short out. Oh, man. I don't know about that call. Whitehurst had the coverage in the flat trying to go to Tanner Kell. That pass was wide of Kell, and I didn't see much contact there until right when the ball got there. He timed it fine. In fact, I think the ball was already wide of the receiver when there's a little bit of contact. The Viking fans don't like the call, and I think it's very questionable from my viewpoint. Pass interference, and Whitehurst has to feel a little bit jinxed as if there's a target on his back from the officials, but that's two questionable pass interference calls on Whitehurst. So a 15-yard penalty. That is the sixth of the game on Seaman, but the first in the second quarter. They had five for 59 yards in that first period of play. So first and 10 at the 32 in Viking territory for Lansing. Pollard in the pistol. Hands it off to Ellington. Tries to bounce outside. Nothing doing. Viking defense is there. And on the tackle was Osborne, the linebacker, and also there was Minster. And, of course, Jordan Plug in the middle. And Braden Tillman got into the backfield as well. So a loss on the play of three for Ellington. Pollard's run for 41 yards. He's thrown for 73. He's basically been their offense, and his favorite target has been Tanner Kell. Pollard moving from running back to quarterback tonight. Ellington moves from backup running back to the starter. They fake it to Ellington. This is Pollard. Gets a block. Cuts back. Little jump cut. Able to navigate his way to the 31. A lot of work for 4 yards. Ryan Cameron with the stop, junior linebacker for the Vikings. If you're just tuning in, Reed Oakley and Homer starting quarterback, not getting the start tonight as a senior, thrown for 800 yards, 12 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, but the Lansing offense hasn't really skipped a beat. They've been able to go on two scoring drives. One was 14 plays, 94 yards. After the Vikings had a turnover on a first down and goal play at the 3. Third down and almost 10 from the 31. Pollard sprints left. Throws. Has a man open in the end zone. But did he get his foot in for a touchdown? No. He was wide open, and Pollard let him out of bounds into the white, just left of the blue, which is the color of the end zone. Butler got behind the defense on a fly pattern. That's something the Vikings have to correct. And check that. It wasn't Butler. It was Allen, who has had a lot of big catches this year. 6 touchdown receptions on 9 catches, averaging 25 yards a pop. The incomplete pass, and that's a missed opportunity. But once again, Pollard's not your normal starting quarterback. He had a beautiful throw earlier for a touchdown to Kell, but he's had some other throws that have been underthrown or just missed wide open receivers. 4 receivers right. 1 receiver to the left. Vikings defense to the fans on their feet. Rowan Pollard, he lobs it up. That's a quail. That's a duck, and it is almost intercepted 10. That came out of the hands funny. Grant Evers, the sophomore safety, came up, and actually better off not to pick that off. On a 4th and 9, Pollard rolled right, and the ball just kind of squirted out of his hand, and very lucky it wasn't intercepted, although, quite frankly, it is better on a 4th down and 9 to go ahead and take the ball at the 31 instead of pick it off at the 10. So 3 and out. Actually 4 and out. For the Lion offense. 3:29 to go for halftime. Vikings take over at their own 31. Huston throws it out. Tight end. It is Kubicheski. He's able to pick up a few, and he stays in bounds. Good tackle made by Jackson Pollard. One of those 5 two-way starters. He's a safety, but run support. Well, kind of. I say run support. It was a short pass, but similar because he was covering someone out of the flat. Kubicheski with his first catch of the night goes for 3. Here's a run to McKinney. Dives forward to the 37. Gain of 3. Vikings are equipped to handle the clock with their no-huddle, quick-tempo offense. Finley split far to the right. Third down. And about 5. Huston, wide receiver bubble screen to Finley. Finley has some room and carries a defender, which is Aiden Lethwich, a couple yards at a 45, a gain of 11. Well, sometimes it's not rocket science. Get the ball to your best playmaker, and that would be Briar Finley. His third catch for 72 yards, just a bubble screen, picks up 11. First and 10 Vikings are on 45, far hash. Hand off McKinney. A little stutter step. Oh, what a spin move! And picks up a first down to the 42 in Lion territory. Gain of 13 as McKinney is nearing a 100-yard night, and we're still in the first half. 2:21 on the clock. It stops to move the sticks. First and 10 from the 42. Twins left, Huston. Quarterback Keith finds a crease, exploits it, and he's gone. 20, 15, 10. Oh, he stumbles. He was gone, but Kell dove and just got him with his fingernail, I think. And Huston stumbles at the 8, a 34-yard pickup. Oh, Huston's like, seriously? And it wasn't a turf monster. He just barely got nicked. First and goal from the 8. Huston has some time. Rolls right now. Throws. Has a man open. And a little bit high and off the hands of Kobachevsky. And that's one you'd like to see Kobachevsky probably haul in. It hit his hands. It was a little bit high. I just think the timing was a little bit off for Kobachevsky. Not a bad throw by Huston. Could have been a little lower, yeah. But it receivers will tell you, the really good ones, the pros, best ones in college, a good receiver will tell you, if it hits my hands, I should catch it. If it hits my hands, I should catch it. But Kobachevsky couldn't handle that one in. This is the second incomplete pass of the night for Huston. Second goal from the 8, 2:02 to go for halftime, 15-15 tie. Huston in the pistol. McKinney to his right. Kobachevsky goes to the right flat. Huston throws across the middle and almost intercepted. Trying to go to Finley, and diving across was Butler. And he was nearly able to pick it off with a diving, sliding attempt. Huston really probably the first pass tonight that he put in harm's way. Gardner, left tackle. Empson is the left guard. Broughton is the center. Brogan Brown, the right guard. Braden Warren, the right tackle. All returning starters from a year ago. A team that went 6-5, lost in the 5A sectionals to Mill Valley, went on to win the title again. Clock stops on an incomplete pass. And now the Vikings and Coach Swafford, they want to call a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds. We're tied at 15. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9, the Pulse.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health and inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, this will be the 8th play of the drive for the Vikings. It started at their own 31. Scored on the last possession, went 6 plays, 90 yards. Gave McKinney a 22-yard touchdown jaunt, 2-point conversion, Huston to Finley. Tied it at 15. Vikings look to take the lead before halftime. Have a minute 56 to play. One timeout. Actually, earlier they charged out timeout to Lansing, so each team has 2 timeouts remaining. 2 receivers right, including Finley. 1 receiver to the left. Huston rolls right, avoids the Ellington. Huston cuts back and brought down with the shoulder pads there by Braden Jackson. Huston gets back to line of scrimmage. Maybe he gained 1 on the play. And there's a flag over at the 10. Jaden Eben is in the ballgame as a receiver on the left side. He's a tall kid at 6'5", 175. And you got Finley at 6'4", 182 on the other side. So you want to just throw a fade or jump ball situations, you got 2 options. Eben's a junior and Finley a senior. Dead ball, personal foul, unsportsmanlike on Seaman. That is a rough penalty because it's third down. If it's going to be third down and goal from the 7, now, well, it was third down and goal from the 8. They gained 1. So fourth down, and then the unsportsmanlike 15-yard penalty. So now the Viking offense is faced with a fourth down and goal. Instead of at the 7, it's at the 22 of Lansing. moving to our left in the navy blue uniforms, white numerals, white helmets, white pants. Lansing in the white pants, red numerals, red helmets. Two receivers left, Finley to the right. Kobachevsky is the wingback tight end right side. Huston has plenty of time. He fires. It's up and it's dropped. A little bit high, but he had to put it between two defenders at Huston. Kobachevsky got his hands on it. Probably heard some footsteps off his hands, incomplete. Huston was able to thread the needle, but unable to catch it at the six was Kobachevsky. Don't know if he would have been able to get in the end zone, though, because remember, it was a fourth and goal at the 22. So if he gets tackled anywhere short of the goal line, it's a turnover on downs. So Max Huston was 7 of his first 8. Now 3 straight incompletions, although 2 of them could have been perhaps hauled in. So 9-play drive ends on downs. And so Lansing will take over at their own 22-yard line. They have a minute 29 to work with. Pollard on the quarterback sweep. Cuts back, and Caden Jordan's there to chase him down. What an impressive athletic play by a 6'2", 300-pound nose guard. His pursuit down the line of scrimmage brings Pollard down. But there is a penalty marker on the play. Seaman with 7 penalties in this first half for 89 yards. This one might be on the Lions, though. But getting back to Jordan and the play that he just made, that's why Division II and some D1 schools have interest in Jordan, because that was terrific pursuit down the line of scrimmage from the middle of the line at nose guard, and to be 6'2", 300 and chase Pollard down from behind. Parallel line of scrimmage. So the penalty was a hold, and then from the spot of the foul. So it is a first and 21 from the 11 for the Lions. 1:11 to play before halftime. Give is Ellington running left, and Ellington dives forward for a small gain. Coming through is Osborne, the linebacker, to cut him down low. Ellington picks up 3 to the 14, and it does appear that Rick Pollard, head coach in his third year with the Lions, is content to let the clock wind. And so far, Coach Swofford not using any of his 2 remaining timeouts. Second down and 20. He might call a timeout after this play. Let's see. Pollard running wide left. Turns it upfield and then out of bounds. So that stops the clock. So no need to burn a timeout. And Pollard, that's where you want to stay in bounds if you're trying to milk the clock, get the halftime. But the wide run by the quarterback and then ran out of real estate. Gain of 6. Actually going to mark it back at the 18. So a gain of 4. Pollard's had a nice night at quarterback. 73 yards passing, a touchdown. He's run for a score. So third and 15 for the Lions at the 18. If they don't pick this up, more than likely Seaman will call a timeout and make the Lions punt. So that was huge that Pollard had to go out of bounds. Pollard rolls right, looks deep, now looks short, buys some time rolling right, now lobs. Butler goes down the field. Oh, and a big time hit. Pollard, along with Everts, met as they tried to catch the football. Tremendous collision. Completely legal. No flag. No interference. Butler took the worst of that one. And incomplete at the 47 on the near side. Right in front of Coach Swofford and his staff. And the incomplete pass allows Seaman not to call a timeout. Pollard did burn 9 seconds off the clock by rolling right. Now, do we have a flag on the play? Oh, we do have penalties. An eligible man downfield on Lansing, roughing the passer on the Vikings. Offsetting penalties. So now we replay the down. So it's third and 15 again from the 18. So for the Vikings, even though it's offsetting penalties and it's still third and long, that play took 9 seconds off the clock. If the Vikings want to get the ball here before halftime and try to score and break this 15-15 tie. And now the clock winds after the penalties. Pollard rolls left. He heaves it far sideline, and it's intercepted 5 seconds on the clock at the 35, the 30, far side, 25, and out of bounds at the 22, but the clock does run out. The interception by Kevin Moe and a return of 20 yards. And, man, Lansing's very lucky there isn't a second or two on the clock. Questionable management there at the end of that quarter in regards to Pollard running out of bounds and then there throwing up for grabs. And if Mo gets one more block, he might have a pick six. But also, if Mo goes down a second earlier, then you have Huston and Finley on the field for one more play with a second or two on the clock. So Lions dodge a bullet there with the clock running out on the return. Well, interesting first half to say the least. Interception there at the end of the half evens the turnover category at one apiece. We're tied on the scoreboard as well. Lansing 15, Seaman 15. Our halftime show to come after this timeout. This high school football, 96.9, the Pulse.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
At Denali Home Design, we specialize in transforming houses into dream homes with our unique design solutions. Whether you're looking for a complete renovation project or just a fresh update, our team is dedicated to bringing your vision to life. Owned and operated by Chris Schaefer and Randy Matsky, let's create something beautiful together. We have quality installers with people in our showroom that know what product you need. Connect with multiple verified home craft and design companies all under one roof. Visit DenaliHomeDesign.com to see our work or stop by our showroom at 2335 Northwest Clay in Topeka.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, welcome to our halftime show on 96.9 The Pulse. Wade Kirshner with you, along our student engineer, MJ. Every time MJ's run the game for me, we have nail biters. Week one, it was our game of the week, Silver Lake knocking up Rossville in overtime, 33-26. Last week, Silver Lake winning at St. Mary's on a touchdown with 15 seconds to play, 26-20. And here tonight, we're all knotted up at the break. Lansing 15 and Seaman 15. Game started with Lansing deferring to the second half on the kickoff. Vikings got the ball. Promptly went down the field, six plays, 70 yards, took a minute 58 off the clock. At the 10:02 mark, it was Briar Finley in a 14-yard touchdown reception from his quarterback, Max Huston, the ninth touchdown reception of the season already for Finley and his 22nd of his career. Huston with his 13th touchdown pass of the season, 64th of his career. Hayes added the extra point, and it was 7-0 Seaman. But Lansing come right back on the ensuing kickoff. Sawyer Jorgensen with a 54-yard kick return almost broke it to the house. Hayes was able to slow him down. Jorgensen tackled at the 31. Lansing took over to the Viking 31. Six plays later, it was Pollard to Tanner Kell, 18-yard touchdown. Terrific pass, over-the-shoulder catch by Kell in the corner of the end zone to our left. That was a 3rd-and-13 play. Pollard had the two-point conversion run. Lansing led 8-7. And that's where we stood at the end of the first quarter of play. In the second quarter, well, actually, it was the first quarter, Seaman, on their second drive, marched all the way down 1st-and-goal at the 3. but they fumbled on the exchange from Huston to McKinney out of the pistol, and it was recovered by Lansing. They took over their own six. They go 14 plays, 94 yards, and score early in the second quarter on a 7-yard run by Jackson Pollard, the sophomore quarterback. They had a 10-yard pass to Kell on a 3rd and 11, made it a 4th and 1. Pollard picked up the 4th and 1. And then after a loss of 4 back to the 7, it was Pollard running in for 7 yards out. Bone with the extra point, and Lansing led 15-7. Both teams turn the ball over on downs, their next possession, and Seaman then would get the ball eventually at their own 10. They go 6 plays, 90 yards, 47-yard pass to Ryan Finley from Huston. And then on the very next play, boy, the offensive line did their job. McKinney had a huge hole to run through. He gallops to pay dirt to the house from 22 yards out. Finley added a 2-point reception, and that tied it up at 15. And then the Vikings were able to get the ball down to the 8-yard line there before halftime on the final drive, but then a personal foul penalty barked them back to where they had a 4th and goal at the 22. Could not convert. Turnover on downs. And Kevin Moe an interception there before halftime of the Viking defense. And at halftime, we're tied at 15. When we return our halftime festivities, we'll give you the individual and team totals. It's homecoming here at Seaman High School. And we are tied between these two 3-1 teams who are both undefeated 3-0 in the United Kansas Conference. It's Lansing 15, Seaman 15. Back in a moment with more halftime.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Looking to improve your drive? LNH Mobile Electronics can add Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, backup cameras, remote start, Bluetooth, and much more to your vehicle. They can also protect your investment with a security system you can monitor from your phone. Whether it's a car, truck, boat, motorcycle, side-by-side, or even a golf cart, with over 100 years of combined experience, LNH Mobile Electronics in Topeka has the knowledge to tackle any upgrade to help you enjoy your ride.
Count on B&T Construction, LLC for general contracting services, which include excavating, steel doors, metal buildings, glass storefronts, and more. Plus, they provide reliable remodeling and construction services. Call them today at 785-220-5425 for your free commercial improvement estimate. Count on B&T Construction, LLC, proudly serving Northeast Kansas and surrounding states.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Kircher back with you. Halftime at Seaman High School, home of the Vikings. And the Vikings and Lansing Lions knotted up at 15 apiece at the break. Let's go through the individual team totals. First for the visitors, Lansing. Jackson Pollard, the quarterback tonight, 12 carries, 49 yards, a 7-yard touchdown gallop. Aiden Ellington, 3 carries for 4 yards. Jackson Pollard throwing the pigskin, 7 of 16, through the interception on the final play before halftime. Really didn't hurt anything. Had an 18-yard touchdown pass to Tanner Kell. Mekhi Butler, a catch for negative 1. Tanner Kell, 4 catches for 42 yards. A.J. Allen with a catch for 5 yards in that first half. And Butler actually had a catch of 27 in that first half as well, after a catch of negative 1. So he had 26 yards receiving there in that first half. For the Vikings, Max Huston, 8 carries, 62 yards. Cade McKinney, 15 totes for 98 yards and a 22-yard touchdown run. Huston throwing the football, completed 7 of his first 8 attempts. Incompletions on his last 3 tries, though. He is 7 of 11, no interceptions, and a 14-yard touchdown to Briar Finley, who has 3 catches for 72 yards. Cade McKinney, 1 catch for 9, the match's number. Connor Scholes has 2 receptions in that first half for 75 yards. And then Noah Kopacheski with a catch for 3. Total yardage for Seaman, 319 yards. Lansing just 126. Lansing 53 yards rushing on 15 carries. Seaman 160 on 23 carries. Passing yardage, Seaman 159. Lansing 73. So big advantage, almost 200 yards of offense in favor of Seaman, but Seaman has 7 penalties for 89 yards. Penalties have hurt them, and they had that first and goal fumble at the 6. And they had a first and goal at the 3, fumble and exchange at the 6. So that's a 14-point swing right there, because Lansing then went down and scored on a 94-yard drive. Lansing 5 penalties for 40 yards. Did throw the INT there late at the end of the first half. And it all adds up. 15-15 tie at the break between the Vikings and the Lions. Other games for teams in the capital city. Washburn Rural is at Topeka High tonight. Shawnee Heights is at DeSoto. Highland Park at Wichita East. Topeka West is at Basin Linwood. And Hiawatha is at Hayden. Looking at the standings in the UKC, Basin Linwood 4-0. Lansing and Seaman 3-0. DeSoto 3-1. Leavenworth 2-2. Shawnee Heights 1-2. Casey Piper 0-3. Casey Turner 0-4. And Topeka West winless on the season. The Seaman volleyball team, they are defending champs in 5A. And they are ranked 3rd, according to the latest Kansas Volleyball Coaches Association rankings. They are number 3 in the state of Kansas, so trying to go back-to-back after winning it all a year ago. The high school football rankings in 5A, St. Thomas Aquinas is number 1, Mill Valley number 2. Of course, they won 5 straight titles. Blue Valley number 3, Eisenhower ranked 4, Mays South 5. In Class 6A, Derby is 1, Gardner-Edgerton 2, Blue Valley Northwest 3, Manhattan 4, Wichita Northwest is 5. Class 4A, Andover Central, your number 1 team, Lewisburg 2, Cape Mount Carmel 3, Buhler 4, and Chanute 5. And these are according to Keisha Covered rankings. Class 3A, Andale is number 1, Cheney 2, Hayden is 3 after their 3-point loss to Wamego last week. Hayden is 4, Frontenac is 5. Class 2A, Norton number 1, Southeast Lane 2, Neumann Central ranked 3rd, 2-time defending champ, Silver Lake 4, and St. Mary's 5. And in Class 1A, Conway Springs, defending champ number 1, Cedric ranked number 2, Jackson Heights, just to the north, up in Jackson County, they're ranked 3rd and undefeated at 4-0, Madison Lodge 4, Mound Ridge 5, 8-man Division 1, Hoxie is number 1, Wichita County 2, Little River 3, South Central 4, West Elk 5, and 8-man Division 2, Axtell Eagles continue their long winning streak, number 1 in the state, 4-0, Victoria undefeated, ranked 2nd, Burlingame ranked 3rd, Hanover ranked 4th and undefeated at Frankfort, who lost to Hanover by 6 last week, ranked 5th at 3-1. Once again, the Twin Valley League well represented in the 8-man ranks. We're at halftime of this one. Seaman, a 5A school again this year. Lansing dropping from 5A to 4A. Last year, it came down to the wire. Lansing won 28-21. Looks like we could be in for another treat here 27 days before trick-or-treating on Halloween night. It is Seaman 15, Lansing 15 at halftime. Back in 2 minutes, this is high school football on 96.9 The Bulls.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, Whole Family Health, inspired by you.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Livestock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wakers are back with you on a beautiful night for football in early October. Lansing and Seaman both 3-1 overall, 3-0 in the United Kansas Conference. All tied up, 15-15 at the break. Want to make a correction on my stats. I put a catch for Briar Finley on Connor Scholes numbers. Scholes has one catch for 39, Briar Finley 4 for 108, and a touchdown, his 22nd of his career, his 9th of the season. Lansing will be in action next week. They will host KC Piper, then at Shawnee Heights and at Bayshore Linwood. Three of their first four games at home, three of the last four games are on the road for Rick Pollard and his crew. And Lansing last year losing in the second round of the playoffs to Blue Valley Southwest in 5A. This year they will be Class 4A. We'll see how they fare. Definitely have an explosive offense. Doesn't really seem to matter what quarterback it is. They've been able to get some good things done. And then for Seaman, they of course, went 6-5 a year ago, lost in the quarterfinals at Mill Valley, beat the number one seed DeSoto in the second round. They will be at Shawnee Heights next Friday, host Bayshore Linwood, who's undefeated. We'll have that game on the Pulse next in 2 weeks from tonight, October 18th, here at Seaman High School. And then they'll close the regular season home against DeSoto, a rematch of an outstanding game that, as we said, Seaman won in the second round of the playoffs a year ago, 31-28. Lansing team 1 point away from being undefeated, lost to Tonganoxie 14-13, and they're certainly happy to be in Class 4A this year. And Siemens happened to be on the west side of things in 5A, not on the east side. Big thanks to our sponsors tonight. They include Jamie Lou Hornbaker, your State Farm agent here in Topeka, Stock Grower State Bank, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, Doltmeyer Homes, L&H Mobile Electronics here in Topeka, also B&T Construction LLC, Integrity Insurance, Silver Lake Bank, Community Healthcare System, Roofs by Bryant, and Denali Home Design. Big thanks to those 12 sponsors making the game possible tonight on 96.9 The Pulse, and many of those sponsors have been with us on each of our game of the weeks throughout the season. A programming reminder that tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. all the way out to 3 in the afternoon, Ty Caffrey hosts the Afternoon Escape weekdays from 2 to 6 here on the Pulse, along with yours truly. We'll be down at the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. It is their Oktoberfest. You can enjoy beer rocks, unbelievable German food, a German food feast. There's inflatable bounce house, obstacle course for the kids, face painting, pumpkin painting, tattoos, derby races. I believe there's puppies or dogs for adoption there. We will be there with our booth. We will have music playing. We'll do some reports tomorrow. We'll give away some free swag. We got some T-shirts, koozies, pens, papers, stress balls, Renaissance Festival tickets. We got a lot of things to give away tomorrow. And we would love to meet you. We are the only locally and owned and operated station in Topeka. That's 96.9 The Pulse, and we'd love to see you tomorrow. We'll be out and about in the community, and Ty and I will be there tomorrow from 10 to 3. So come out, free event to attend there at Oktoberfest at the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church on 36 and Wanamaker there in Topeka. 15-15 tie as we get ready for the second half. Don't go anywhere. The second half is on the way after this break. This is high school football on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Looking to improve your drive? L&H Mobile Electronics can add Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, backup cameras, remote start, Bluetooth, and much more to your vehicle. They can also protect your investment with a security system you can monitor from your phone. Whether it's a car, truck, boat, motorcycle, side-by-side, or even a golf cart, with over 100 years of combined experience, L&H Mobile Electronics in Topeka has the knowledge to tackle any upgrade to help you enjoy your ride.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA rural development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years. On the back of one man's dream, Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at Skillsaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring. With Chris Schaefer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wakers are back with you for our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. Lansing and Seaman tied at 15. Other scores in the area. McLaughlin Valley Falls at the end of the first quarter, 22-0. Atchison over Washington, 20-0. Halftime, Perry LeCompton leading Royal Valley, 8-6. Sabeth over Atchison County, 28-0 at half. Petrella leading Mar Hill 24-0 at half. Fulton leads Jeff West 34-3 at halftime. And now McLeod up at half 30-8 over Valley Falls. Troy all over Donovan West 41-0. And Royal Valley now up over Perry at the end of the third quarter 12-8. That game's going quick. We're just starting the third quarter. Here's the kickoff from Seaman from right to left. The ball stays in play. It needs to be picked up. It's a live ball. Butler has it at the 8. Angles back to the middle. And is absolutely obliterated. Special teams tackle applied by Braden Tillman, 5'11", 200-pound senior, as he delivers the boom on Butler. And so the Lions will start at their own 17. To reset that lineup for you, for Lansing, Garrett English, senior at center, Jonathan Showers, sophomore right guard, senior Tyler McTeague at right tackle, Eli Mathis, senior at left guard, senior Josh Huckleberry at left tackle, quarterback Jackson Pollard is sophomore, running back is the senior Aiden Ellington, Makai Butler, Tanner Kell, A.J. Allen, senior wideouts, Braden Jackson, senior tied in. We'll set the defense for you for Seaman here in just a moment. First and 10 from the 17, from the near hash, moving left to right, from north to south. Rolling left and throwing a errant pass. It's almost picked off. Oh, my. Far side at the 20, nearly picking off and would have had a return trip to the house. Was Mariano Collins. Very dangerous pass there by Pollard. Aiden Tuck is at the end along with Braden Tillman. Caden Jordan, nose guard. Linebackers Brian Cameron, Hayden Cummings, Thomas Osborne. The corner is Mariano Collins, Mike Hurla, Caden Whitehurst, Grant Everts, and Kevin Moe are the safeties. After that incomplete pass by Pollard. That's the fifth straight incompletion for Pollard, included as a pick at the end of the half. Here's Ellington running left. Oh, goodness. He got hit low. He got hit high. Flags come in. And Ellington pops up. He's okay. And there's Whitehurst again. And one guy's... They're both trying to tackle. One hit Ellington high. The other was going low. He got bent weird, and you held your breath for Ellington's sake because you're hoping, please, don't have it bent over and break a leg. But they say it was a horse collar. Okay. They've got better view than we do because I was like, high and low, that's legal. But they grabbed the horse collar. So that is the eighth penalty of the night on Seaman, and they've been the big yardage variety, as that's a 15-yarder. So that is eight penalties for 104 yards. So if you're wondering, how is Seaman tied with Lansing when they have 200 more yards of offense? Well, they have over 100 yards of penalties, and they had a costly turnover on a first and goal. First and 10 from the 36. This is Ellington running left and nothing doing. Collins in run support. And there was Tillman again for the tackle. So a gain for Ellington of a couple. Second down and 8 from the 38. Well, Coach Swofford telling me earlier in the week, he said they have a quarterback that can sling it. He thought that would be Reed Oakley. And then the talented wideouts, and they definitely have talented wideouts. A.J. Allen, Tanner Kelt, Makai Butler. Jackson's a good tight end. Sprint option right, set the throw, and it is caught down the field near sideline at the 48 and knocked out of bounds. With the tackle there was Whitehurst on Ellington, but Ellington able to pick up 10 to the 48. That's enough for a first down. Actually, I mark it the 47. So a gain of 9. Good accuracy by Pollard on the sprint out right, throwing on the run.
It's
a first and 10 for the Lions from the near hash at the 47. Here's Pollard, quarterback keep, running left, dives forward to the 50, tripped up there by Whitehurst at the 47, but falls forward for gain of 3. Vikings, they rotate their defensive linemen. They have a three-man defensive front. They run a 3-3 defense. That means three linemen and three linebackers, five in the secondary, three safeties, two corners. Most teams, a lot of teams will see 4-3 or a 3-4, maybe a 3-5, but a 3-3-5 you don't see as much. But that's designed to go against spread offenses. Here's Ellington. He is grabbed by Jordan, and Jordan slows him down, and then he waits for the rest of his crew to come in and finish it off. Jordan with the penetration, and Ellington no chance. The loss on the play from the 50 back to the 46. Now this defense for Seaman, if not for the penalties, really has done a pretty good job. That opening drive, they had to defend a short field. And then, of course, after an offense turnover, they did give up a 14-play, 94-yard drive. That would be the one big blemish, in my opinion, for the defense. They had to defend a 31-yard field to start after a big kickoff return. But the penalties have kept drives alive, and a couple were questionable PIs. Third and 11 from the 46 for the Lions. Pollard, short drop, escapes, rolls right, sets, fires, has a man, makes the catch, makes two men miss, angles to the near side, turns it upfield at the 35, and in Seaman territory at the 33. Gain of 21 for Owen Kennedy. Kennedy with the catch, his first of the night. And it's first down and 10 for the Lions. Big play down to the Viking 32. Vikings in the dark blue jerseys, white numerals and helmets and pants. Lansing in the road white with the red helmets, red numerals. Kennedy split wide to the right. Ellington to the right hip of Pollard. First and 10 of the Viking 32. Receiver left is Allen. Pollard, quarterback, keep all the way. And he picks up positive yardage, tackled on the play by the Vikings' Hayden Cummings from his linebacker slot, but not before Pollard is able to pick up 5. If you're just tuning in, Seaman 319 yards of offense in the first half, 160 on the ground, 159 through the air. Lansing had only 126 yards. But Seaman had 7 penalties, 89 yards, some keeping drives alive. And they had a costly turnover on a first and goal. Second down and 5 from the 27. Pollard looks over to his coaching staff on the far sideline. He moves Ellington to his left side. Now he follows Ellington, tries to bounce it far left, and not much doing. Whitehurst comes up to trip him up. Also, there was Hayden Cummings. A gain of a yard to the 26. Pollard, 15 carries, 58 yards. That's really it for the running game for Lansing. It's been the Jackson Pollard show, and he is just a sophomore. Coming in, averaging 6 yards a carry, and now has over 400 yards rushing. But that was in a running back spot. 5 touchdowns. Now he is the quarterback. Kennedy split to the right. Receiver flanked far left is Allen. 3rd and 4 from the 26. Quarterback sweep. This is Pollard. Has a first down and more as the official got knocked down or fell down, backpedaling middle of the field. Looks like he's okay. Don't think he got hit by a player. And Pollard with a nice run of 13 And they're going to mark at the 14. So a gain of 12 for Pollard. I just power football, quarterback run left, followed his blockers, and found a seam and able to accelerate and pick up 12. First and 10 at the 14 for the Lions. Lansing and Seaman tied at 15, 7:40 to play, third quarter. Wing back right, two wing backs right, rolling right. This is Pollard. Dumps it off, right side, incomplete. Trying to go to Ellington. Good coverage applied there by Osborne. Pollard, incomplete pass. He is now 9 of 19 for 82 yards and a touchdown plus an INT, although it didn't hurt. Final play of the first half that Kevin Moe picked up. Coming out of the game is Mike Hurley at corner. Shipley is in. He will defend Canada. So Butler is not on the field. Remember he took that big shot on the kick return to start second half? And he is not out there right now, one of their talented wide receivers. Here is Pollard. Quarterback read goes right up the middle and in for a touchdown. There is a flag on the play back at the 11. This one more than likely coming back. He faked Ellington, and then Pollard was able to accelerate, hit the hole, had the touchdown for 14 out, but nobody really applauding too much on the Lansing side because they saw the penalty. It's a hole. Negates the touchdown. Well, last week, our game of the week, Silver Lake at St. Mary's, we had 200 yards of penalties. We're approaching that tonight. 154 yards of penalties tonight. And we still have 7:27 to go in the third quarter. So, the Lions have taken almost 5 minutes off the clock. They start their own 17. They have a second and 20. Second 15 at the 21. Pollard hands it off. No, he keeps it. Far side, running out of room and knocked out of bounds on the far boundary. Good pursuit by the Viking defense. Over there was Osborne again. And also helping out on the play was Moe. They went out of bounds at the 17. So a gain of 4 for Pollard. Well, with no Butler, that means Allen, you have to keep an eye on. Averaged 25 yards of reception. He had 3 touchdown catches, 120 yards against West last week in a 63-0 shellacking. Third and 13, far hash mark at the Vikings 17. Tied at 15. Two receivers left. One flank right is Canada. In motion is Ellington. They fake it. Pollard, pump fake, has all day. Rolls right, stops, fires over the middle, and it's caught! Touchdown! Open in the end zone. Pollard delivers a strike right on the money to Canada. On a third and 13 from the 17. Earlier tonight, it was a third and 13 from the 18 to Kell for their opening touchdown. Pollard comes through again. And how about Canada stepping in for Butler? Two receptions for 38 yards, including that touchdown. The Vikings played coverage, didn't bring really much pressure, had a three-man front, and Pollard rolled right, bought time, and then delivered a dart to Canada. Here's the extra point. It is on the way by Bonewitz, and it is good. He hasn't missed an extra point yet this year. 6:57 to go, third quarter. Lansing scores on the opening drive of the second half. They're back in front, 22-15 over the Vikings. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9, the Pulse.
Count on BNT Construction, LLC for general contracting services, which include excavating, steel doors, metal buildings, glass door fronts, and more. Plus, they provide reliable remodeling and construction services. Call them today at 785-220-5425 for your free commercial improvement estimate. Count on BNT Construction, LLC, proudly serving Northeast Kansas and surrounding states.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Impressive drive by the Lions to start this second half. They go 12 plays, 83 yards. It started at their own 17. Remember the big hit applied by Tillman on Butler. But the Lions able to march it down the field. And Pollard, the quarterback rolling right on a third and 13 from the 17, delivered a strike. A bullet to Kennedy. who made the catch for the touchdown to quiet the hometown faithful on homecoming. Lansing 22, Seaman 15. Vikings first possession of the second half. Kickoff is taken on the near side, on the return. And there's some room back to the 34, close to the 35 near sideline. It is Samson Tootle, senior running back. It's been Jack Becker on the three kickoff returns prior to that one. This time it was Tootle's turn. So the Vikings will start. They place the pigskin at their own 36, trailing 22-15. Two receivers bunched to the left. That is Scholes and Evans. And Finley, flanked far right, 6'4", might have man-to-man here. Hudson in the pistol. McKinney to his right. They fake it. Hudson rolls right, now keeps, and he is buried. Dropped immediately. This time it's Aiden Leftwich with the tackle. A loss to the 35. Loss of one for Huston, who has 9 carries for 61 yards. Finley, 4 receptions, 108 and a touch. Huston's thrown for 159 yards, run for 61. McKinney's run for 98. Second down and 11 from the 35. Receiver right, Finley again, 2 to the left. Sprint option right, quarterback Huston keeps it. And he could have pitched late, but McKinney wisely kept it to the 43. Gain of 8. Lassard with the tackle for the Lions. No huddle. Quick tempo offense for the Vikings. Moving to our left is McKinney into the secondary. Has a first down to the 48. Pick up on the play of 8. And McKinney over 100 yards rushing tonight. 115 yards receiving and a loss to Shawnee Mission East early in the year. He's had a nice night. So first and 10 for the Vikings in Lion territory. Ball resting on the far hash at the 48. Two receivers flanked to the left. Tight end Kobachewski on the right. Finley, far sideline. Huston, pump fake, short pass to the far boundary to Finley. Shake and bake, dives forward, carries the defender all the way down to the 32. You talk about turning a 4-yard pass into a pickup of about 16. Once again, sometimes it's simple. Just throw it to Finley and let him do his work. It ends up being a 17-yard pickup. Finley, just a nightmare to defend. You need some help over the top. Two receivers left, one into the right. Give to McKinney. There is no resistance until 5 yards downfield. And McKinney has a gain of 9 to the 22. There was nobody on that first level. McKinney, I think, was sitting there going, is anybody going to get back here and try to tackle me? That looked too easy. Evans and Scholes to the left. Scholes is in the slot. Finley to the right. McKinney the lone setback to give to McKinney again. Runs over the defender. Plows forward to the 18 as Xavier Harmon took the worst of that hit for Lansing. Gain of 4 and a first down. First and 10 for the Vikings. They go quick. 3 receiver set at the Lansing 18. Huston throws to Finley. Finley close to a first down, far side at the 8. Might be just a tad shy of that. We're going to mark him at the 9, so we'll give him a 9-yard pickup. And so what's happening right now, the Vikings, they quick hitters, short passes to the far side of the field of Finley, and then they're going to fake it short and going to throw over the top, more than likely. Second one at the 9 for Seaman. They bunch 3 receivers to the left. Kobachewski is one of those. Huston, sprint option, goes left, throws, lobs it back corner of the end zone, and a little too tall, and it's going to be out of bounds anyway. Going to Scholes, sophomore, at a 39-yard reception in the first half from that big inflatable Viking that sits here at Seaman. They come through the inflatable tunnel onto the field pregame and for the game. A huge, massive, inflatable Viking with his axe and his horns. So third and 1 at the 9 to give to McKinney. McKinney has a first down and more. He has a touchdown. Cade McKinney, a 9-yard run to match his jersey number 9. And the Vikings are within a point at 22-21, 4:50 to go, third quarter. 8-play drive that goes 64 yards, and the Vikings made it look very easy. Now the extra point coming up from Hayes, who is 19 of 20 this year. Extra point is on the way, and it is true. We're all tied up again, 22 apiece, under 5 to play third quarter, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, buckle up. 4:50 to play third quarter. Lansing 22, Seaman 22. We were tied at 15 at half. Lansing opening drive, 12 plays, 83 yards. Kennedy, a 17-yard touchdown reception for Pollard on a 3rd and 13. Extra point made at 22-15. It takes Seaman 2 minutes and 7 seconds to respond. 8-play, 64-yard drive. McKinney, a 9-yard run. Extra point by Hayes. And we're back even, Steven. 22 apiece. Hayes set to kick it off for the Vikings. Homecoming tonight for Seaman. This is their second home game of the year. Here is the kick. Short angling near side. Sidewinder missile on the sideways spin. Here's Kennedy on the return. And guess who? Tillman there to greet him again. It was Butler on the opening kickoff second half. This time it's Kennedy. And the Lions might want to block that guy. Tillman all fired up. He comes to the sideline. He's made his presence felt on defense and on special teams, and so the Lions will have the football to start at their own 24-yard line, and now I think we have a cramp for one of the Viking players. Lansing huddling up far side of the field at the 25, and all of a sudden one of the Lansing defenders just fell on the ground and immediately pointed that he was having a cramp. Got to stay hydrated. It is warmer than usual this time of year. Tomorrow it's supposed to be 94 in the capital city. And we would love to see you at Oktoberfest at the Prince of Lutheran Church, 36th and Wanamaker. Ty Caffrey and myself will be there. We'll be giving away all kinds of prizes. And we want to meet you. That's tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a free event to attend. You can try a beer ox, German potato salad, all kinds of good foods, German food feast. Got stuff for the kiddos. There's bounce houses, face painting, pumpkin painting. There's a puppies for adoption. They've got tattoo artists, I believe, or you can get tattoos the kids can. There's tons of stuff to do. All kinds of vendors and crafts and bakers. There's a cakewalk every 15 minutes. And we'll be there broadcasting live tomorrow from 10 to 3. It is Whitehurst that went down with the cramp. He gets a nice hand, senior DB. He will chug some Gatorade or water and get rehydrated. Well, last year, Lansing won 28-21. Game down the wire. This one looks to be very similar. 22-22 tie. Neither team is led by more than one possession. Vikings were up 7-0, then it was 8-7 Lansing, 15-7 Lansing, 15-15, 22-15 Lansing, now knotted up at 22. One receiver left, twins to the right, Clint Kennedy. Handoff is to Ellington, and Caden Jordan is there, gobbles him up and spits him out after a gain of just a yard. Ellington, 7 carries for 3 yards, came into this game averaging 11 yards a carry. But there has been no room for him to roam so far tonight. Talked about Butler, who has been out since that hit by Tillman on the second half opening kickoff. Butler, 272 yards receiving, a couple of touchdowns. They're going to miss him if he can't come back. Here's Pollard. He has stood up and pushed back by 3 Vikings. Leading away is Osborne. Also, Aiden Tuck. And Paula just ran into a wall of Viking defenders, a whole bunch of dark blue jerseys to greet him running right at the 26. So a gain of a yard for Pollard. The Seaman team has a huge advantage in total yards, but the only stat that matters is the scoreboard, 22-22. Kennedy split wide right, and the slot to the left is Keller with a touchdown catch. And an Allen far left. He's been quiet tonight. Pollard rolls left. Pump fake. Now goes deep. He's looking for Allen. It's underthrown and intercepted. Marano Collins with the return. Midfield at the 50 and brought down at the Lansing 48 on the underthrown pass by Pollard. And Collins was there to snatch it. Return of 14 yards. Second interception thrown by Pollard. And now let's see if Seaman can take advantage of the turnover. Just like Lansing took advantage of the Viking fumble on first and goal at the 3. Vikings will start Prime Real Estate near hash mark, moving right to left from south to north. At the Viking logo, just across Lansing territory at the 47. First and 10. Huston pitches it. Oh, it's behind McKinney. McKinney then picks it up instead of falling on it. Luckily, he's able to grab it, but then is buried all the way back to the 45. That's a loss on the play of 8. Well, they're running the option right. And Huston decided to pitch it a little bit off the mark to McKinney. Ends up being a loss on the play of 9 yards. Deep pass, right side, looking for Finley, going for it all, dialing up long as Huston, and there is a flag in the secondary, one-on-one against Finley, and tough chore for the DB to handle. And there was contact on Canada, and he's pleading his case to the official. He will not win that argument. Angel Alvarado now has a DB with Butler being out with the injury. He is a senior. They're just spreading Finley wide right. I mean, as far as he can go right without being out of bounds. So the pass interference, 15-yard penalty in high school, not at the spot of the foul. It's also not an automatic first down either. So it is second down and 3.5 after that penalty. Two receivers to the left. One flanked right is Finley. The give is to McKinney. And he just kind of hesitated, took his time, waited for a hole to develop, and is able to explode further through that hole and works his way down to the Lion 32. That was a nice piece of running by McKinney, who has 21 carries for 127 yards and 2 touchdown runs. Quick to the line of scrimmage, the Vikings have it. 3-receiver formation. Huston gives it, McKinney, and nobody blocked Xavier Harmon, who shoots through and makes a big-time tackle in the backfield. So McKinney's lost 9 on an errant pitch. Then he picks up 8, and now he loses about 5. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 22-22 tie. Twins to the left, that includes Evans and Scholes. Finley to the right, quick throw to Finley right side. One-on-one, breaks a tackle, squirts free, cuts back, and nearly broke it for a touchdown. Saving the touchdown was Harmon. Got him by the ankles. So it was gain on the play of 14 to Finley. 148 yards receiving for Finley out of the 199 that Huston has. They are a lethal combination. They just seem to always be on the same page with each other. Huston is in the pistol. Gets the snap. Give is to McKinney, and McKinney bent backwards and backpedals a little bit to the 22. Gain of a yard, and I think that'll be enough. That was a third and one. No, they're going to say he's just short. So it'll be fourth and inches with a minute 20 to go in this third quarter. And the Vikings are going to bring in a little extra beef up front. As coming in on the line will be Braden Cochran, 5'10", 225-pound sophomore. Bring an extra blocker, or are they just making a sub? They are making a sub. As Brody Empson, a junior, comes off holding his shoulder. So that's one of their five returning offensive linemen starters from a year ago. So not extra beef, just a sub due to injury. And now we're going to bring the chains out. I thought he had enough for a first down. We shall see. It's very, very close. Chain gang brings out the equipment from the far side. And they have to look very closely, and the Vikings are short by 2 inches. So fourth and a couple of inches for the Viking offense. This is where you just want to, so many people, old school football fans, are like, why line up in the pistol, the shotgun? Just get under center and take a sneak and be done with it. Instead, you're going to snap it to the quarterback who's 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Fourth and inches, it's just today's football. Twins left, one to right, tight end Chubesky. Kobachewski, here's Huston. He has the first down running right. Forward progress, mark just shy of the 20. So we'll give him a gain of 3 and a first down. Move the chains for the Viking offense. They can convert this fourth in inches. And Epson's back out there on the offensive line. Evans and Scholes left, Finley to the right. Kobachewski tied in, wing right. The throw is to Finley, and he is hit at the knees and dropped by Kennedy. At the 15, a gain of 5. Max Huston's thrown for over 200 yards. Last week, turned 76 yards and 4 touchdowns in the big win over Turner. Same formation as the last play. McKinney is the running back. Second 5 from the 15. Moving to our left, 22-22 tie. McKinney dances, tap dances, tiptoes, and gains a couple of yards to the 13. Really not much there. Lions did a good job of holding their gap responsibilities. Braden Jackson in there along with Xavier Harmon and Ellington for the Lion defense. And the Vikings will let the clock run out here in the third quarter. We thought it'd be a good one, and when MJ is running the game and I'm calling the action on 96.9 The Pulse, it's always a tight one. Can't get any tighter than this. 22-22 ties. We head to the fourth quarter. Lansing and Seaman. It's our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. Back in 1 minute.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Community Healthcare Systems, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, Whole Family Health, inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. We're tied at 22. We start the fourth quarter. Third and 3 at the 13 for the Viking offense. Huston hands it off to McKinney, and nothing there. Slung to the turf is Caden, as it was Noah Mathis, sophomore, very talented kid off the D inside, off the edge, was able to contain the running back, but there's a flag in the middle of the field at the 15. We didn't have too many flags in that third quarter. Hold. So a hold on the Vikings. Now the question is, do you take the play or do you take the penalty? Penalty is declined. So it brings up fourth. So it was a 3rd and 3, and now it is a 4th and 6. So instead of making it like 3rd and 13, you go 4th and 6. Vikings have the ball. Near hash mark, movement to our right. 22-22 tie. Two receivers bunch left, two receivers bunch right. That's Kobachewski and Finley. They're going right. You know they're going to Finley. Wide open. Catches at the 5. And able to bulldoze his way down to the 3. Gain on the play of 13 and a first down for the Viking offense. When you need a play, go to your best player. Keep the ball in your best player's hands, Huston and Finley. First and goal from the 3. Oh, my goodness. Everybody moved except the center to snap the ball. So first and goal at 3. We'll turn first and goal to the 8. It's the second penalty of the second half on the Vikings. Max Huston, pretty amazing career he's had at quarterback. But here's an amazing stat. He has had 7 games in his career where he's thrown 4 or more touchdown passes. Career high 7 last year in a single game against Turner. Has just 1 touchdown pass tonight. First and goal from the 8. Twins left, 1 right. Huston keeps it. Oh, he had an opening for a moment, but then being grabbed from behind by the jersey and make an outstanding play is Braden Jackson. And Huston just couldn't get going. A loss back to the 12, loss of 4. Huge play by Braden Jackson, senior linebacker for this Lion football team. Just tuning in, last year they were 5A, lost in the second round of the playoffs. This year they have dropped to class 4A, and they have no problem with that, according to head coach Rick Pollard. Finley split wide to the right. Canada defending him. We'll see if they have help from a safety. Here's a throw. Finley wide open at the 2 and in for a touchdown. Finley is just unguardable. 12-yard touchdown pass. Huston to Finley. And the Vikings are back in front for the first time since 7-0. They lead 28-22 with 10:50 to go in the fourth quarter on the 12-yard connection from Huston to Finley. Well, you have to respect the jump ball, the fade pass, because Finley's 6'4". DB plays off a little bit, and they make him pay. Now the extra point, very important one from Hayes to make it a 7-point game. High snap, good hold. Great job by Moe to get it down, and the kick is good by Hayes, who's missed only 1 extra point all year long. 10:50 to go, fourth quarter. Seaman 29, Lansing 22, back in 30 seconds. This is the game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ryer Finley with 10 receptions for 178 yards, 2 touchdowns. Touchdown reception number 9 and now number 10 on the season, and we haven't played 5 games yet of the year. Kickoff line drive, take it to 15. On the return, this is Jorgensen, had a big return earlier tonight of 54 yards. Oh, my goodness. He is picked up kind of like a steer wrestler as it was big-time tackle there by Siemens Cameron Bryan, like he was calf roping or steer wrestling. And then a flag official threw his cap because either he couldn't grab the flag or ran out of flags. I don't know. He threw the flag, then threw the cap, lost the flag, then threw the cap. So we'll sort this out. Jorgensen, a nice return to the 42. And then it was Cameron Bryan laying the lumber to Jorgensen. So Brian Cameron with the tackle and special team. He sees a big hit from Tillman and now from Cameron. Holding on Lansing. Then after the play, the personal foul on Whitehurst after the play. Okay, so they'll mark the penalty back 10 yards, and they'll move it forward 15. So we're talking about how there weren't a lot of penalties in that third quarter. Well, we're making up for it now. That's 125 yards of penalties on the Vikings, and that's helping keep this game close, because statistically, Rushing stats, passing stats, total offense, way in favor of Seaman. So Cameron Bryan with the big stick on special teams. And after the holding penalty, they mark back on the Lions. Now they will go forward with the unsportsmanlike. And after everything is said and done, Lansing will take over at their own 38-yard line, moving to our left. Here at this field turf, beautiful facility at Seaman High School with the Viking logo in the middle of the field at the 50. Here's the kid to Jorgensen running right, and he is grabbed by the waist and slowed down, and making the tackle is Osborne. Well, he's a physical linebacker, this is Thomas Osborne, and he makes another tackle right there, the senior. Jorgensen with a gain of a couple. That's the first carry of the night for Jorgensen. So it'll be second down and 7. We'll give him a gain of 3. Seaman's first lead since they scored an opening drive when they were up 7-0. Lansing with 15 unanswered, led 15-7. We're tied at 15. Lansing up 22-15, tied at 22. And now Seaman 14 unanswered. They lead 29-22. 10 minutes to go in this one. Quarterback Reed pulling it back away from the running back is Pollard. He is then chased from behind and dropped there by Cameron Bryant. But now before Pollard with good yardage on that second down carry to the 47. It's a pickup of 6. Pollard has done a nice job. 19 carries, 81 yards. He's thrown for 99. He's thrown 2 interceptions. One that didn't really matter at the end of the first half. His last throw, though, was woefully short, picked off by Mariano Collins. And the Vikings took advantage and scored. 3rd and 1, 47. This is Pollard, and he plows his way forward behind his center, English, in the offensive line. Good push in the trenches for the Lions. Huckleberry, left tackle, a good push as well, along with Mathis. Gain of 3, moved the chains, first down for the Lions. The Lions in this game have 190 yards of offense, and Seaman has over 400. So over 2-1 in favor of Seaman in total yardage, but those are just stats. The only numbers that matter, scoreboard. 29-22 Seaman, one possession game. Empty backfield, quarterback keep. Right up the middle is Pollard. Power football to the Vikings 44. Gain of 6, second down and 4. Tackle, I think Jordan might have tripped him up, and then Tillman and Cameron Bryan in on the tackle. Mincer is out there as well. So, second down and 4 at the 44, and we have a timeout. Not sure why. Officials will have a conference. Don't forget about our Community Bank Scoreboard Show on our sister station 103.9 KNZA. You also listen via the free MSC radio group. So a sideline warning on Lansing ends up being a 5-yard penalty. They were warned earlier. That's just a warning. Second one's a 5-yard penalty. Huge thank you to our sponsors tonight. Jamie Lou Hornbaker, State Farm agent in Topeka, Stock Grower State Bank. Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, Doltmeyer Homes, L&H Mobile Electronics, BNT Construction LLC, Integrity Insurance, Silver Lake Bank, Community Healthcare Systems, Roofs by Bryan, and Denali Home Design. Thanks for being sponsors of our game of the week on the Pulse. Second down and 9 after the 5-yard penalty. 2 receivers right, 2 to the left, empty backfield, in motion Jorgensen. Here is Pollard. Fouls up long, tight spiral, and knocked away, deflected and intercepted. Pinball around, and Hurla comes away with the INT on the near side, out of bounds at the 22. Mike Hurley ends up getting the pinball ricochet. Pollard a tight spiral. He dialed up long. Go for it all. Trying to go to Jackson, who had a half a step. But a great defensive play to have it deflected in the air by the DB, and then it hit another DB, and then Hurla, who was actually with his momentum going towards the Lansing end zone, caught it going the wrong way, and then brought it back in a semicircle and out of bounds on the near side for Seaman at their own 22. So the INT, a third of the night for Seaman. Now dialing up, going long for the home run. Finley makes the catch at the 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Vikings! 78 yards! And before you can blink your eye, the Vikings turn the interception into 6, and they're up by 2 scores with 8:19 to go in the fourth. And now the Vikings will go for the extra point. Finley, 256 yards receiving. That one, 78 yards. Here's the extra point. Mo the hold. And the kick is good by Hayes. It is 36-22 Vikings, 8:19 to play in the fourth. 21 unanswered by Seaman, back in 30 seconds on the Pulse.
At Denali Home Design, we specialize in transforming houses into dream homes with our unique design solutions. Whether you're looking for a complete renovation project or just a fresh update, our team is dedicated to bringing your vision to life. Owned and operated by Chris Schaefer and Randy Matsky, let's create something beautiful together. We have quality installers with people in our showroom that know what products you need. Connect with multiple verified home craft and design companies all under one roof. Visit DenaliHomeDesign.com to see our work or stop by our showroom at 2335 Northwest Clay in Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the first half, Seaman fumbled first and goal at the Lansing 3. Lansing made Seaman pay. They went 14 plays, 94 yards, and made the Vikings pay for the turnover. Here in the second half, the last two possessions for Lansing have ended in interceptions. One by Mariano Collins, the last one by Mike Hurler. And on the ensuing drive, it's been the Viking offense making the Lions pay for their interceptions. Back-to-back touchdowns after the turnovers by the Lion offense. Here's the kickoff from the 13, or back to the 13. Jorgensen is brought down. Rudely, special teams play made. It is Bryson Bear, a sophomore, with the hit on special teams. Remember earlier in the first half, Seaman did not cover kicks well at all. A couple big returns. This second half, they have been bringing the lumber and dropping the jackhammer on these returners. So after Collins had interception, Seaman started the Lansing 47. 12 plays, 47 yards. Finley a 12-yard reception. And then the Hurley interception on that last drive for Lansing. Very next play, Vikings go for it all. 78-yard deep throw on the near side to Finley. Caught it about the 40, did the rest. And what a night for Finley. First down and 10 for Lansing at their own 25. They're down by 14. Pollard keeps running right. Nothing there. Cameron Bryan with yet another tackle. No go on, gain on the play. Cameron Bryan. And now it is very tough for Lansing because they've only thrown for 99 yards. They've thrown three interceptions. This is not their normal starting quarterback. He's a young kid, a sophomore, who I think has done a pretty nice job tonight. He's, he had an amazing throw for a touchdown to Tanner Kell earlier in the evening, but he has had some throws that have been well underthrown that have turned into missed opportunities or interceptions. He rolls against his body, throws on an out. It is caught by Kell, immediately dropped at the 32. Inbounds, clock runs. Tackled by Whitehurst back in there after having a cramping issue earlier. So a gain of 7 on the play. Pollard over 100 yards passing. Kell, 5 catches for 49 yards. Third down and 3. And the Viking fans on their feet. They want defense. Two receivers right, wing back right, rolling right. The throw by Pollard is errant and high for Kell, crossing the field far side. Coverage by Whitehurst. Now it's 4th and 3 at the 32. for Lansing. Lions, three of the first four games were at home. This is a road game. They have two of the next three on the road. Seaman up two of the next three at home after having three out of the first four on the road. So fourth down and three, 6:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Seaman was down 22-15, 21 unanswered. Their defense has three interceptions. One by Moe, one by Collins, and one by Hurley. Fourth and three, Pollard rolls right, looks downfield, throws, has a man. It's Canada, had a touchdown earlier, has a first down at the 40. Gain of eight, moves the chains, and a much-needed first down on fourth and medium. Canada has had to step in after Butler left the game after being hit on that kickoff to start the second half. Timeouts, both teams have three. Seaman 36, Lansing 22. Tuck the left defensive end, Mensah the right defensive end. 6'2", 300-pound nose guard is Caden Jordan. You got your three backers, your five DBs. Rolling left against the body. Quick out again. Pollard threw a little bit behind his target. Twisted the receiver around, which is A.J. Allen, incomplete. A.J. Allen has been quiet. One catch for 5 yards. He came in, nine catches, over 200 yards, and six of his nine catches have gone for touchdowns. There is a penalty marker on the play. Is it another sideline warning? We shall see. Out there on the field is Caden Beats, the sophomore, number 18, at wideout. Ellington we haven't seen for a while. Now he's out there. Jorgensen had come in for a few plays. So you have the warning early in the game. Then you have a second sideline warning, 5 yard penalty. Now the third violation is a 15-yard penalty. And so it's already a tough mountain to climb for Lansing, down by two scores with 6:21 to go, but now the penalty from their sideline moves it all the way back to their own 24. Lansing will be hosting Piper next week. Seaman will go to Shawnee Heights, and then they'll host Baser Linwood 2 weeks from tonight, which we'll have right here on 96.9 The Pulse. Big thank you to MJ running things back at the studios. Three receivers to the left. Pollard, short drop. Has some time. Three-man rush. Wants it all deep. Has a man, but overshoots him this time. He was going for Kell, who got some separation on the near sideline. Got behind the DB, and Pollard just led him a little bit too far. It was the right idea. Pollard's got a pretty strong arm. And he fired it down the left sideline, but incomplete. And if you're the Vikings right now, defensively, you probably got to be thinking, keep everything in front of us. Don't give up a quick one. Much like what happened to Lansing defense, giving up a 78-yarder to Finley. Prior Finley, 11 catches, 256 yards, and three touchdowns. Huston has thrown for over 300, most of it to Finley. Third and 25 from the 24. Pollard unleashes a deep throw right side and incomplete. Intended at the 43 far side to Austin Oakley, a sophomore, number 17. It's incomplete. Probably just had to fire it, see if he can make something happen. And so now will Lansing, I mean, it's fourth and forever. Fourth and 20. You're waving the white flag. You're down two scores. One thing about high school football, if you have a pass interference, it's not an automatic first down, so it's fourth and 25. So you could say in the past, with the old rules, well, you know, you just get the pass interference, you throw one up, then we're first and 10. Not necessarily. Three receivers lined to the left. Pollard with Ellington to his left. Fourth and 25 and the 24 for Lansing. They need a prayer. Need it to be answered. A high lob one that's picked off at midfield. It's the fourth interception tonight for the Viking defense, and this time it is Grant Everett's turn. The sophomore picks it off on the fourth and 25 throw from Pollard. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and that's three straight possessions for Lansing that's ended an interception. And now the Vikings, dare I say, throw it to number one again. Finley has 11 of the 14 catches tonight. 256 of the 307 yards. Huston going deep. Guess who? Finley. He catches up and holds it in and stumbles down inside the 10 at the 8. Are you kidding me? 44 more yards for the lethal 1-2 combination, Huston to Finley. Huston right now is just sitting there going, I'm just going to step back, let it fly to number one. That is exactly 300 yards receiving for Finley, according to my count, unofficially. Huston keeps it, running right, gets a block, and down to the five-yard line. The second goal from the five, pickup of three as the Viking offense trying to put the final nail in the coffin.
And number five, Paul
put the final icing on the cake. First and goal from the five. Check that. Second goal from the five. Finley to the right. Huston gives it to McKinney. McKinney lowers the shoulder. Backpedals his way. Is he in? Yes, he is. Hard fought run by McKinney, who has a hat trick, his third touchdown run of the night, and his eighth of the season. And the Vikings starting to pour it on. They lead 42-22, 27 unanswered after being down 22-15. We talk about the big night by Finley. That overshadows Cade McKinney's huge night. He has 26 carries, 127 yards, three touchdown runs. They're set to snap it. Will be Andrew Sturgeon, the sophomore. He is the long snapper. And now we have a official stoppage for the Lion player to head off the field, shaken up a little bit, is Xavier Harmon, number three. It was 22-15 midway through the third quarter. 27-0 blitz by the Vikings. Here is the extra point. It's through by Hayes. 21-22 on the year. 43-22 with the extra point. Steaming in control, 5:11 to go. Back in 30 seconds. This is the game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, this one has quickly snowballed out of control for Lansing. 27 unanswered by the Vikings. They have taken three interceptions from their defense, Collins, Hurla, and Everts, and they've turned those three interceptions on defense into 21 points. And that's the difference in the game, 43-22. Here's the return by Oakley, and there is Tillman again. He has been a beast on special teams. And he kind of set the tone to start the second half with a huge hit on Butler that knocked him out of the game to start the second half. So now Lansing, not really equipped, it doesn't appear, with a young quarterback with not a lot of experience at the position in sophomore Jackson Pollard. Head coach's son, Reed Oakley, normally the starting quarterback, but not playing tonight. He had thrown 12 touchdowns, three interceptions, thrown for 800 yards. So from their own 25, Lansing with the ball. Pollard sets up a screen, diving and catching it, but once you hit the turf, you're automatically down. Can't get back up even though you're not touched at the high school level. or a college. That is Cal, who makes the catch for a gain of just one. Cal, six catches or 50 yards. Pollard has thrown it 29 times, but just 115 yards.
No gain on the play.
Four interceptions by this Viking defense. Three in the second half, and the other was the final play of the first half. And there was some motion movement by Ellington, false start on the Lions. That is their sixth penalty to half, their 11th of the game. Seaman has 10 penalties. 4:23 to play here in the fourth quarter, and Seaman in control now, 43-22. To Troy, beat Mar Hill tonight 52-0. Holton Oliver Jeff West 48-9. Troy beat Dauphin West 54-13. It's about to beat Atchison County 38-0. Here is Pollard being pressured. Throws this one up for grabs, but incomplete. Lands harmlessly between about three defenders and the one intended target, Tanner Kell. The Seaman will be, don't have to travel very far. They'll go to Shawnee Heights next week. We'll see them again at home 2 weeks from tonight here on the Pulse against Baser Linwood, who is undefeated going in their game tonight. Hiawatha at Hayden this evening, Washington Rural at Topeka High, Shawnee Heights at DeSoto, Highland Park, Wichita East, Topeka West at Baser Linwood. Baser Linwood, heavy favorite there, so you'd think they'll improve to 5-0. Baser Linwood could be undefeated when Seaman plays them at home 2 weeks from tonight. Can't wait for that one here on the Pulse. Third and 15 from the 20 after the penalty, and the throw is behind the receiver. Got twisted around Allen. Allen and Pollard have not been on the same page tonight. Allen, one of their best weapons, has just one catch for 5 yards. Some amazing numbers that you look at with this offense for the Vikings. Coach Spofford saying we can be so explosive. You know, last year, Max Huston threw for 70 times for 483 yards and 5 touchdowns in a loss to Mill Valley in the state quarters. Last year, he had 39 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Now, this year, he had 3 interceptions, 1 game at Shawnee Mission East. But Max has put up some video game numbers in his career. Now, Pollard unleashes deep down the middle, nobody home, trying to get a Kennedy, and Perla is the first one, closest one there. Number 17 for the Vikes. That was a fourth down throw, incomplete. Now the Vikings will take over. Perla had one of the 4 interceptions in tonight's game. We talked about it at halftime. We were tied at 15, despite Seaman having 200 more yards of total offense. But Seaman had 7 penalties for 89 yards. They had a first down and 3 yards to go fumble. They had a first and goal at the 3, fumbled at the 6. Lansing went 14 plays, 94 yards. That was their by far their best drive of the night. Turnovers and penalties can even things up. Here's a handoff to Tootle, as McKinney's night more than likely done. And Tootle forward progress back to the line of scrimmage, and that is all. So Seaman taking over at the Lansing 20. And right now, you're going to put some younger guys in there. We'll see if they throw the ball, see if they can get Finley Moore another touchdown. Finley has 3 touchdown receptions. Huston's 3 touchdown passes, all to Finley. Huston served for 351, 300 of the 351 to Finley. Caden McKinney says, "Hello, I'm over here." Yeah, McKinney tonight, 26 carries, 127 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Second down at 10, 20. Here's Tootle running right. Gets a nice lead block, but nothing else to help him. Strung out right side. Good pursuit. Good effort there by Braden Jackson. Also there was Harmon back in after being shaken up. No gain on the play for Tootle. And Coach Swofford, obviously his team in control this one. 43-22. If you're tuning in late, Seaman scored an opening drive, led 7-0 on a 14-yard pass from Huston to Finley. Lansing go right down the field. They would score after a 54-yard kick return, short field. It was Pollard to Kell, 18 yards on a 3rd and 13. They had a 2-point conversion, led 8-7. And Seaman had a first and goal to 3, fumbled. 14 plays, 94 yards later. Touchdown run for Pollard. Lansing led 15-7. Tiemann tied the game on a 90-yard drive. 22-yard run by McKinney. 2-point by Finley on the catch. And that was, we're tied at 15 at the break. Here is Tootle. Runs on the wall. Bounces off that wall. And angling right, gains 3. Mark him down at the 18. A gain of 2. Harmon with the stop again over there with Noah Mathis. And Lassard is there as well. So we were tied at halftime. And in the second half, Lansing went right down the field. 12 plays, 83 yards. Kennedy, a 17-yard touchdown reception on 3rd and 13. Extra point man, 22-15. Tiemann came right back. McKinney, a 9-yard run. They completed an 8-play, 64-yard drive. Tied it at 22 halfway through the third. Then the interceptions came. Collins, a pick of Pollard. And 12-play, 47-yard drive. Finley, a 12-yard touchdown reception. Made it 29-22, Tiemann. Then an interception of Mike Hurla. Very next play, a 78-yard bomb from Huston to Finley. That made it 36-22. And then after interception by Grant Eberts for the Viking defense, it was McKinney, a 5-yard run to complete a 52-yard drive. Made it 43-22. 27-0 spurts by Tiemann. Timeout on the field. We'll take Roswell back in 1 minute here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Looking to improve your drive? LNH Mobile Electronics can add Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, backup cameras, remote start, Bluetooth, and much more to your vehicle. They can also protect your investment with a security system you can monitor from your phone. Whether it's a car, truck, boat, motorcycle, side-by-side, or even a golf cart, with over 100 years of combined experience, LNH Mobile Electronics in Topeka has the knowledge to tackle any upgrade to help you enjoy your ride.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gersher back with you. Game of the week on the Pulse. Vikings have the ball. Toss to Tootle. And Tootle on fourth down is wrapped up at the 14. Pick up a 4 on fourth and 7. Turnover on downs. And Lansing will take over. Tiemann 43. Lansing 22. These two teams meeting for the third consecutive year after they had not met since 2010, which was a first-round playoff game won by Tiemann 24-20. 2 years ago, Tiemann won 50-32. Last year, Lansing had a 15-0 second-half rally to win 28-21. And tonight, Tiemann on the way to a victory, leading by 21. Down at 1 point, 15-7. They trailed Lansing 22-15. That's a 27-0 run. It's 28-0 run, actually, if I could do my math. Here's a fly pattern. Deep ball picked off. They're on the return. This is Eberts, the second interception of the night, trying to get the pick six. He won't. Taken out of bounds near sideline at the 12, as Pollard just threw it up for grabs and well underthrown. And Eberts with his second interception, so 5 interceptions for the Viking defense, 4 in the second half. And when we go through the numbers in our post game, it'll be very one-sided, total yardage in particular. And the Lions still deciding to air it out, down 21. So obviously doesn't help Pollard's stats with the INTs at quarterback. Bears repeating their normal quarterback, Reed Oakley, not playing tonight. So you put a sophomore who had only thrown a couple of passes this year, and he's your starter against a very good Tiemann team on the road. And it worked for a while. Lansing was up 22-15 midway through the third. But then it fell apart for the Lions, and all came together for the Vikings. Max Huston, one of the captains, takes the knee and the victory formation, except it's the pistol formation look here in modern-day football in 2024. He'll have to take one more snap. And the Seaman Vikings will improve their record to 4-1 overall, 4-0 in league play. And it could very well come down to them and Baser-Linwood, their game in 2 weeks for the conference championship. Because Lansing, Baser-Linwood, Topeka, Seaman, all undefeated. Now Lansing has a loss. So Seaman and Linwood could be for the conference title in 2 weeks, which will have for you right here on the Pulse 96.9. One more kneel down by Huston. And that puts a bow on this one. Your final score, Seaman 43, Lansing 22. The Vikings score the final 28 of the ball game and win it by 21. Lansing falls to 3-2, and they are now 3-1 in conference play. Back with our postgame show in 2 minutes. This is high school football on 96.9 The Pulse.
Count on BNT Construction, LLC for general contracting services, which include excavating, steel doors, metal buildings, glass storefronts, and more. Plus, they provide reliable remodeling and construction services. Call them today at 785-220-5425 for your free commercial improvement estimate. Count on BNT Construction, LLC, proudly serving Northeast Kansas and surrounding states.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And Wade Gershner back with you here for our postgame show as the Seaman Vikings able to pull away from Lansing in the second half. It was complimentary football, defense with the interceptions, the offense with the big plays, and Seaman wins it by a final score of 43-22. And I'm just adding up all these stats here for the final time tonight, as I'm just finishing up the penalties here. All right, there we go. So let's give you the scoring summary, and then we will go to the stats and wrap it up here tonight. As Seaman wins 43-22 over Lansing to improve to 4-1 overall and 4-0 in conference play. They'll be at Shawnee Heights next week, and then the big match against Baser-Linwood at home next Friday, 2 weeks from today, right here on the Pulse. And Lansing will be back in action at home against Casey Piper next week. They fall to 3-2 and 3-1 in conference play. Seaman got the football first to start tonight. 6 plays, 70 yards, 14-yard touchdown reception. Briar Finley, just the beginning of a huge night for the senior wide receiver. Hayes, extra point. Minute 58 into the game, it was 7-0 Vikings. Lansing come right back. 54-yard kick return by Sawyer Jorgensen. Set him up with prime real estate. 6 plays, 31 yards. Later, it was Pollard to Tanner Kell on an 18-yard touchdown pass. A beautiful throw by Pollard. Nice catch over the shoulder by Kell, left corner of the end zone. On a 3rd and 13, 2-point conversion. Run in by the sophomore Jackson Pollard. 8-7 Lansing halfway through the first. And then Seaman went right down the field, but on a 1st and goal from the 3, Hudson, the handoff to McKinney, they never were able to make that exchange. It was fumbled, recovered by Lansing. They go 94 yards and 14 plays, score early in the second quarter. Pollard, a 7-yard touchdown run. They convert a 3rd and 11, or almost convert a 3rd and 11. They picked up 10 on a 3rd and 11 to Kell on a diving catch, and then a 4th and 1. It was Pollard converting, and then 2 plays later, Pollard 7 yards out. Extra point good by Bonewitz, made it 15-7 Lansing. Seaman would come back, eventually tie the game before halftime. 5:17 to go second quarter. It was a 90-yard drive, six plays, start at their own 10. Key play, 47-yard pass to Finley. McKinley, a 22-yard run. Finley, the two-point reception. And we're tied at 15 going into the second half. Start the second half, Braden Tillman, a big stick on Makai Butler to open things up. But Lansing, start at their own 17. They matriculated the ball down the field, 12 plays, 83 yards. And it was Canada, a 17-yard touchdown reception from Pollard on a 3rd and 13. Extra point good, 6:57 to go, third quarter. Lansing led 22-15. And then it was all Seaman after that. Vikings go on an 8-play, 64-yard drive. Cade McKinney, a 9-yard touchdown run. Extra point by Hayes, tied it at 22 with 4:50 to go, third quarter. And then the barrage of interceptions for Lansing on offense. The first one picked off by Mariano Collins. Seaman short field starts Lansing 47. 12 plays later, they score. 12-yard touchdown connection, Huston to Finley. Extra point made at 29-22 with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Ensuing drive for Lansing, another interception. Mike Hurla intercepting off a pinball ricochet for a ball downfield in center of Braden Jackson. Picked off by Hurla. Very next play from their own 22, a 78-yard bomb from Huston to Finley, who caught the 40, did the rest on the near side, takes it to the house. Extra point good, made it 36-22. Seaman with 8:19 to go in the fourth. Then another interception, this one by Everts, a sophomore. And three plays later, 52 yards later, it was McKinney, a 5-yard run. His third touchdown of the night, made it 43-22 with 5:11 to play. Everts with another interception later on. And five interceptions for the Seaman defense, and the Vikings win this one 43-22. Let's go through the numbers as Seaman ends the game on a 28-0 spurt. Individually for Lansing, Jackson Pollard, 22 carries, 90 yards, and a touchdown run. Aiden Ellington, 7 for 3. Sawyer Jorgensen, 1 for 3. Pollard throwing the football tonight was 13 of 34. One touchdown pass, five interceptions. Everts with two. Kevin Moe, interception for halftime. Collins with one. Mike Hurla with one. Tanner Kell, six receptions, 50 yards, and a touchdown catch, 18. Makai Butler, four. He left the game, two catches for 26. A.J. Allen, one of their top weapons, one catch for five. Owen Canada, three catches, 46 yards, and a touchdown. Aiden Ellington, one catch for 9 yards. For Seaman, it was Cade McKinney, a big night. The running back, 26 carries, 127 yards, three touchdowns, gets the hat trick. Max Huston running the football, 13 carries, 71 yards. Samson, 2-4 carries for 6 yards late. Huston throwing the football for Seaman tonight. He had just four incompletions. He was 15 of 19. He had no interceptions. He had three touchdown passes, all to Briar Finley of 14, 12, and, of course, 78 yards. Finley unofficially tonight, I had him down for 12 receptions for 300 yards even, three touchdowns. He now has 12 touchdown receptions, actually 11 touchdown receptions on the season, and now 24 for his career. Finley getting all kinds of looks, D2, even some D1, and he did not disappoint tonight. He ended up with 12 catches for 300 yards, which is 25 yards a catch. Connor Scholes, one reception for 39. Noah Kobachewski, a tight end, one for three. Caden McKinney, one for nine. Let's go through the total numbers before we let you go here. It was one-sided at halftime. Seaman had 200 more yards than Lansing, but we were tied. At the end of the day, Seaman wins by 21. They were plus four in the turnover category, and they absolutely dominated the stats. Lansing, 96 yards rushing. Seaman, 204. Seaman, 351 yards passing. Lansing, 115. Total yardage, Seaman unofficially, 555 to Lansing's 211. So Seaman, 344 more yards of offense than Lansing. And penalties, a lot for both teams. Lansing, 11 for 100 yards, and Seaman, 10 for 125. And it was those penalties and then that costly turnover early in the game for Seaman that made things tight at halftime. And then once Seaman was able to tie the game at 22, their defense with the interceptions and the offense got cooking, mainly McKinney, and then, of course, Huston to Finley, an unstoppable combination tonight. And the Vikings win it tonight on homecoming by a final score of 43-22 over the Lansing Lions. Huge thank you to our sponsors tonight. They include Denali Home Design, Roofs by Brian, Community Healthcare System, Silver Lake Bank, Integrity Insurance, BNT Construction LLC, L&H Mobile Electronics, Doltmeyer Homes, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, Todd Grover State Bank, and Jamie Lou Hornbaker, your State Farm agent here in Topeka. Big thanks to the coaches for their cooperation this week. Rick Pollard of Lansing, Jason Swafford of Seaman Hospitality here at Seaman High School as well. Reminder real quick, tomorrow from 10 to 3, we will be at Oktoberfest at the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church, 36th and Wanamaker. Tons of things to do for the kids and the family. And we got free stuff to give away. You can eat a German feast, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We want to see you out there from 10 to 3. We'll be broadcasting live on 96.9 The Pulse, and we'll be giving away a lot of stuff. So we'll see you down there tomorrow, Ty and myself. Big thank you to MJ running the controls back in Hiawatha. Once again, your final score for the final time tonight. The Seaman Vikings were pushed for a while, but eventually they pull away. They score the final 28 points of the game, and after trailing by 22-15, they go on to win it by 21. The final, Seaman 43, Lansing 22. Our next high school football game of the week, 2 weeks from tonight, right here at Seaman High School, as the Vikings will take on Baser Linwood. Good night, and thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding,